سمودر کو اور بھائیوں اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ نے ہم انسانوں کو بالکل الگ مقصد کے لیے پیدا فرمایا ہے جو ساری کائنات کو پیدا کر ساری کائنات ایک الگ مقصد سے اور ہم ایک الگ مقصد سے
Honor was and Mufti Saab mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the entire universe for a purpose and created a human being for a very unique purpose that is different from the creation of the other things.
انسان کے علاوہ جتنی مخلوق ہے اللہ پاک نے اس پوری مخلوق کو انسان کے لیے بنایا
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the entire universe for the service of the human being.
چاہے وہ آسمانی مخلوق ہو چاہے وہ زمینی مخلوق
Whether that is a creation that resides in the heavens or it resides on the earth.
جگہ جگہ قرآن پاک میں اس مضمون کو اللہ نے بیان فرمایا ہے وَسَخَّرَ لَكُم مَّا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ دَائِبَيْنِ وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the Quran mentions that how He has subjugated the heavens and the earth, the sun, the moon, the stars, everything that we see, what we don't see, is subjugated for the human being. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and He has given you, human beings, everything that you have asked for. And even the most loftiest of creations that exist out there in the universe, which is the creation of Nuh, the angels, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by making them prostrate to Adam alayhi salam, showed us the status that even the most loftiest of creation is also at the service of the human being. That is the reason why we all use the creation of Allah.
اور عجیب بات ہے کہ ہم کو سب کی ضرورت بھی پڑتی ہے
And the interesting thing is that we are in need of all of these creations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the world in such.
اسی وجہ سے سارے کے سارے مخلوق کا مقصد الگ ہے کہ یہ یوزر ہے اور جو یوزر ہے تو یہ ساری مخلوق کو استعمال کرنے والا ہے تو اس استعمال کرنے والی مخلوق کو الگ کام کے لیے بنایا ہے
So that is why the human being that is the user of all these creations has been created for a much noble and loftier purpose than everything else.
دیکھنے میں لگتی ہے کہ یہ مخلوق بہت بڑی ہے لیکن وہ ہماری خدمت میں ہے پانی ہماری خدمت میں ہے
It seems that the creation besides us is very huge, very massive, very strong. But in reality, they are there to serve us. Look at the ocean, how vast it is, but in reality, it's there to serve our needs.
لوگ پانی کو پوچھتے ہیں بعض مرتبہ
He said sometimes people worship the water.
ہم نے بزرگوں سے سنا ہے کہ پانی تو ہمارے پیشاب پاخانے دھونے کے لیے
He said we've heard from our elders that instead of worshipping the water is there to cleanse ourselves when we use a restroom.
جانور سارے کے سارے چاہے وہ کھائے جاتے ہوں چاہے نہ کھائے جاتے ہوں ہماری خدمت میں
All the animals, those that we eat and those that we do not eat are there for our service.
کسی کی کھال استعمال کرتے ہیں کسی کے بال استعمال کرتے ہیں کسی کا گوشت استعمال کرتے ہیں کسی کو سواری کے لیے استعمال کرتے ہیں سب ہماری خدمت میں
Some animals we use the hair, some we use the skin, some we use to ride on, some we use to eat from. All of them are for the service of the human being.
سارے نباتات ہم استعمال کرتے ہیں.
All the various plants we use.
چاہے دروازہ بنائیں, کھڑکی بنائیں, فرش بنائیں, روم بنائیں, کچھ بھی بنائیں.
The wood that comes from the trees is used to make build doors, build beds, wooden things, furniture.
سارے جمادات, پتھر کے قبیل کے جتنی چیزیں ہیں وہ سارے ہم استعمال کرتے ہیں.
All those lifeless things like the stones and the rocks, we also use them.
اس لیے نہ پتھر پوجنے کے قابل ہے نہ پانی پوجنے کے قابل ہے نہ درخت کی قبیل کی کوشش پوجنے کے قابل ہے نہ جناب نباتات کی کوئی قبیل سے پوجنے کے قابل ہے
That is why none of these things are worthy of worship. No, none of the lifeless objects, none of the trees and the plants, none of the animals or the ocean, none of these are worthy of worship.
آسمان اور پورا آسمانی نظام چاند اور سورج اور ستارے اور کہکشائیں ثوابت چاہے غیر ثوابت ہوں یعنی سیارے ہوں یا ثوابت ہوں سب ہمارے کام میں
All the things in the cosmos, the various galaxies, the stars, the various celestial objects, all of them are for our service.
اللہ نے فرمایا کہ جو کچھ تم نے مانگا تھا وہ میں نے سب تم کو دیا
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that whatever you have asked, we've given it to you.
وَاَتَكُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُ جو کچھ تم نے مانگا تھا وہ ہم نے دیا.
Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, whatever you've asked, we've given it to you.
ہم نے کب مانگا تھا کب اپلیکیشن دیا تھا.
So now the question is, when did we ask Allah? None of us remember asking Allah for these things.
But Allah is
saying, you asked, so most definitely
that
means we did ask. He says, in reality, you do not need a tongue to ask Allah. Instead, our own condition is more capable of presenting our needs than the tongue at times.
एक आदमी पानी मांग रहा हो जुबान से कि पानी दे दो और एक आदमी पड़ा हुआ है लेटा हुआ है और हाँफ रहा है और जुबान उसकी बाहर आ गई है दोनों मांग रहे हैं पानी लेकिन वो ज्यादा मांग रहा है ज्यादा क्लियर है.
One person who says, can you please give me a glass of water? And there's another person who is laid out flat on the ground. He is sweating, his tongue is out, he's in a very dire situation. He's also asking for water. Instead, even though he's not using his physical tongue to speak and say, please give me water, but in reality his situation and condition is even more severe and it does a better job in expressing his need for water.
हमारी हालत बता रही थी कि हमें पानी चाहिए.
So our condition mentioned or delivered the message that we want water.
हमें हमारी हालत बता रही थी कि हमें हवा चाहिए.
Our condition showed our need for air.
हमारी हालत बता रही थी कि हमें आसमान का छत चाहिए जमीन की फर्श चाहिए.
Our condition showed that we are requiring the earth and the sky to give us shelter.
हमारी हालत बता रही थी कि हमको सर्दी गर्मी चाहिए मौसम चाहिए खरीफ चाहिए रबी चाहिए बहार चाहिए खजान चाहिए.
Our condition showed that we enjoy and require the various seasons and the different temperatures of those seasons.
हमारी हालत बता रही थी कि हमें रात चाहिए दिन चाहिए.
Our condition showed that we are in need of night and day.
इसीलिए अल्लाह ने जगह जगह इसका एहसान जताया है.
That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in various places of the Quran mentioned this as a blessing that he has showered upon us.
فرمایا کہ اگر میں رات کو رات ہی رکھ دیتا دن نہ لاتا تو تم کیا کر لیتے میرا.
That's why Allah says, if I were to keep night all the time and never bring about day, what would you be able to do?
فرمایا دن کو دن ہی رکھ دیتا رات نہ لاتا تو تمہیں کون لا کے دیتا.
He says, if I were to keep it always the sunlight and always daylight, who would be able to bring night for you?
گرمی کے کپڑے دیتا لیکن سردی کے نہ دیتا تو کیا کر لیتے.
If I were to only provide you clothing for the warm days and not provide you clothing for the cold days, what would you be able to do?
अगर सर्दी के नहीं देता गर्मी के ना देता तो क्या कर लेते.
And if I were to provide you the clothing for a cold winter and not provide you for the summer, what would you do?
हमारी हालत बता रही थी कि हमें देखने के लिए आंख चाहिए.
Our condition expressed that we require eyes to be able to see.
हमें सुनने के लिए कान चाहिए.
We require ears to be able to hear.
हमें बोलने के लिए जुबान चाहिए.
We require a tongue to be able to speak.
हमें चलने के लिए पैर चाहिए.
We require legs to be able to walk.
हमें पकड़ने के लिए हाथ चाहिए.
We require hands to be able to hold.
हमारी जरूरत थी कि हमारी हार्ट बीट करे.
We require a heart that would beat.
हमारी किडनी काम करे.
We require kidneys that would.
हमारे पास लीवर हो.
And a liver.
हमारे पास लंग्स हो.
And that we require lungs.
हमारी हालत बता रही थी कि हमें एक साइज की हड्डियां नहीं चाहिए.
Our condition showed that it's not sufficient to have one size type of bones.
अगर सबको एक डेढ़ फीट की हड्डियां लगा देते तो कितनी मुसीबत पड़ जाती.
Instead, if all of us have 1.5 foot long bones in every portion of the body, how difficult our life would have become.
हमारी हालत बता रही थी कि हमें एक साइज के बाल नहीं चाहिए.
He says our condition showed that we are not requiring one size hair, we need different size of hair.
अगर ये अग्रोज होते हैं ये अगर ऐसे ही बढ़ते हैं जैसे सर के बाल बढ़ते हैं और हर थोड़ी देर में आपके ऊपर आ जाते कितनी मुसीबत पड़ जाती.
Imagine eyebrows would grow like the hair on the head. And every now and then we have to be trimming and shaving that. How difficult life would become.
ये हमारी हालत बता रही थी कि हमें दांत अभी नहीं चाहिए पैदा होते ही 2 साल के बाद चाहिए 1.5 साल के बाद.
Our condition showed that we do not require teeth as soon as we're born. We need it after a few years.
अगर हम शुरू से दांत लेके आते तो कितना प्रॉब्लम कर देते.
He said if we had teeth at the very beginning as soon as we're born, imagine how difficulty people go through.
और अगर बड़े होने के बाद भी दांत ना आते तो कितना प्रॉब्लम हो जाता.
If we didn't have teeth after we grow up, imagine how difficult life would become.
ये सब हमारे सवालात हैं.
These are all our requesting and asking.
وَآتَاكُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُ जो तुमने मांगा है वो हमने तुम्हें दिया है.
That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whatever you ask, I gave it to you.
وَإِنْ تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا اگر اللہ کی نعمتوں کو تم شمار کرنا چاہو تو نہیں کرتے.
And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you were to attempt to count and enumerate the blessings of Allah, you would not be able to do so.
اس لیے اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ نے ان سب کو تو ہمیں ہمارے لیے بنایا لیکن ہمیں کسی اور کام کے لیے بنایا.
That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created all of these things for our service, but for, He has created us for something much more noble.
إِنَّمَا الدُّنْيَا خُلِقَتْ لَكُمْ وَإِنَّكُمْ خُلِقْتُمْ لِلْآخِرَةِ.
Indeed, dunya has been created for you and you have been created for the hereafter.
وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ.
And I haven't created the jinn kind and mankind but to worship me.
اور لیعبدون کا ترجمہ ہے عبد شدن, بندہ ہو جانا.
He says لیعبدون means for a person to become a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from top to bottom.
ایک ہے بندگی میں عبادت, بندگی میں عبادت بندگی کا ایک کام ہے.
He says to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, عبادت is one aspect of being a slave and a servant.
اور بندگی جس کو کہتے ہیں وہ یہ کہ جب جو جس طرح جیسا بولا جائے ویسا کرنا.
And slavery and servitude is that whenever, however, whatever is being asked, a person is ready to do that.
بندگی کے اندر جب بندے کے لیے کسی بھی طرح کا ہو سکتا ہے.
When a person is a slave in full servitude, then the job can be anything.
اس لیے اللہ نے فرمایا کہ سارے نبیوں کو ہم نے ایک ہی دین دیا تھا.
That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says all the prophets were given one deen.
وہ یہ کہ اس نبی کے ذریعے سے میں جو بولوں جیسے بولوں ویسے کرنا ہے.
And that job is that whatever message of mine is delivered to you via this prophet, you need to obey it.
تو سارے ایک ہی دین پر تھے.
That's why all the prophets are one deen.
یہ مسئلہ نہیں ہے کہ ساروں کا مسئلہ ایک تھا.
That doesn't mean that all had the similar types of teachings in every aspect.
ہر وقت تمہیں ان کا مسئلہ وہ تھا جو نبی کے ذریعے سے اللہ نے ہمیں بتایا.
Rather, whatever they were asked to do by their prophet, they have to fulfill
it.
They were not ordered but to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with complete sincerity.
جو اللہ پاک فرمائے جب فرمائے جیسے فرمائے.
Whatever Allah says, whenever He says, however He says, one must obey it.
میرے لیے کرنا ہے تم کو.
That you have to do this for Allah.
اپنے لیے میں نے تمہیں بنایا ہے.
I have created you for myself.
اللہ کو ضرورت نہیں ہے.
And Allah has no need for us.
لا حاجت اللہ پاک, یعنی اللہ خالق بلا حاجت, وہ بغیر حاجت کو پیدا کرنے
والا. اللہ از اے کریئٹر وداؤٹ نیڈ.
ان کو کوئی ضرورت نہیں ہے لیکن ہمارے پیدائش کا کوئی مقصد ہے, اس کا کوئی کام ہے.
Although he has no need for us, but we have been created for a very great purpose.
اس لیے خاص بات یہ ہے کہ اگر انسان وہ کام نہ کرے جس کے لیے انسان بنایا ہے تو پوری کائنات ڈیمیج ہوتی ہے.
That is why if a person becomes negligent of the purpose he has been created for, then the entire universe, the entire world suffers.
کیونکہ وہ پوری دنیا پوری کائنات کو یہ یوز کرتا ہے.
Because this individual, this human being uses the entire creation.
اب جس کے لیے اس کا یوز ہے اگر وہ نہ کرے گا تو پھر اس کو جس کے لیے کیا گیا تھا وہ سب بھی کرو گے.
He says, if this human being does not fulfill the purpose of his creation, then the rest of the creation serving this human being also becomes wasted.
ساری شادی کی تیاری دلہن کے لیے, دلہن کے لیے.
These are the entire preparations of a wedding is for the bride and the groom.
کتنا بڑا حال لیا جاتا ہے, کیسے کھانے پینے کا انتظام ہوتا ہے, کیسے دعوت نامے چھپتے ہیں, کیسی کارپیٹ بنتے ہیں, کیسے کرسیاں لگتی ہیں.
All the banquet hall preparations, the wedding card preparations, the flowers, the food, all of that is done for the bride and the groom.
اور آئین وقت پر اگر دلہا بھاگ گیا تو,
he said at the very last minute if the bride or the groom run away, what's going to happen?
اس لیے ہمارا اپنے کام پہ ہونا پوری کائنات کا کام پہ ہونا ہے.
He says, for us to be fulfilling our goal means that the entire creation is also on track.
اور ہمارا کام سے ہٹنا پوری کائنات کا کام سے ہٹنا ہے.
And us moving away from our purpose of a creation means that the entire creation is not able to fulfill its purpose.
اسی لیے مشائخ نے فرمایا ہے کہ ہم جب سورہ فاتحہ پڑھتے ہیں نماز میں تو ایاک نعبد و ایاک نستعین بولتے ہیں.
That is why our ulama say that in Surah Fatiha we recite ایاک نعبد و ایاک نستعین.
مطلب یہ ہے کہ یہ جمع کا صیغہ ہے.
We use a plural form.
حالانکہ پڑھ رہے ہیں ہم انڈیویجول.
Even though individually we are reciting it, we are saying, oh Allah, we worship you alone and we seek assistance from you alone.
فرمایا ایک ریزن اس کا یہ ہے کہ ہم اکیلے نہیں سجدہ کر رہے ہیں اگر کر رہے ہیں.
He says, when we are prostrating, we're not prostrating alone.
بلکہ پوری کائنات کو لے کر سجدہ کرتے ہیں.
Rather we are prostrating with the entire creation from Allah.
کیونکہ ہم سب کو ریپرزینٹ کرتے ہیں.
Because we are representing the entire creation.
اور اگر ہم انکار کرتے ہیں تو پوری کائنات کا انکار ہو جاتا ہے.
He says when we deny or the human being denies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this means if this is as though representing the denial of the entire creation.
اس لیے اگر یہ انسان اپنے کام پہ نہیں رہے گا تو اس دنیا کی مثال کو لپیٹ دیا جائے گا.
That is why no sooner does this human being collectively leave the purpose of worshiping Allah, that the entire world will be wrapped up.
Allah will bring the day of
judgment. Allah will bring the day of judgment. The day of judgment will strike at a time when there will not be a single believer. That's why it means that the reason this whole world exists is for the servitude of the human being.
ईमान से शुरुआत है.
And this begins with faith.
और फिर उसके साथ उसकी जिम्मेदारियां और तकाजे हैं.
Then with that comes the various responsibilities.
हत्तारा शानू ने इसलिए सबसे पहले ईमान बनाने का हुक्म दिया.
That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us to strengthen our iman first.
अल्लाह को पहचानना.
Meaning to understand Allah.
जैसे अल्लाह है उनके नामों के साथ उनकी सिफतों के साथ पहचानना.
To recognize Allah with all His names and all His attributes.
उनकी अजमत और बड़ाई को पहचानना.
Understand His greatness and His grandeur.
उनके इल्म और हिकमत को पहचानना.
Understand Allah's knowledge and wisdom.
उनकी कुदरत और रुबूबियत को पहचानना.
Understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's control and ability to take care of the entire universe.
उनकी अपने मखलूक के ऊपर यानी जो उनको हावी है गालिब है उसको पहचानना.
To understand the dominance that Allah has over His creation.
कितने वो करीब है अपनी मखलूक से.
How close He is to His creation.
अकरम इलैहि मिन हब्ल वरीद. हम रगे गर्दन से भी ज्यादा करीब है.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says we are closer to the creation, to the human being, more than his regular being.
वह बिकुल शय मुहीत. वह हर शय को मुहीत है.
And Allah says He surrounds every single thing in existence.
वह अला कुल शय शहीद. वह हर शय पे हाजिर है.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a witness and present over everything.
वो सुनने वाले हैं.
He's the one who listens.
कहीं के कितना भी वो गड़बड़ हो ना हो सुकून में हो ना जंगल में हो कहीं हो सुनने वाले हैं.
No matter whether a person is in a quiet jungle or a person is in the midst of a large crowd, Allah is able to listen.
हर जुबान को सुनने वाले हैं.
Allah is able to listen.
हर आवाज को सुनने वाले हैं.
Every sound.
वो देखने वाले हैं.
He looks.
वो जानने वाले हैं.
He knows.
हकाला शानू जैसे हैं वैसे मानना.
Iman is that a person believes in Allah the way he is.
Muzakira isliye kiya jata hai ki hum iman to le aaye lekin kaise Allah paak hai iski detail mein nahi gaye.
He says, why do we have the discussion on iman and the greatness of Allah? Because we are, alhamdulillah, we believe in Allah. But exactly how is Allah, what are his attributes and his being, we are not fully aware of that.
Allah paak jaise hain waise hone ka agar istehzar ho jaye to zindagi alag ho jayegi.
He said if a person were to have this consciousness and this realization that Allah is the way He really is, then a person's life will completely change.
مخلوق کیسے اللہ کی محتاج ہے.
He said, how we are all in need of Allah.
And Allah پاک کیسے بے نیاز اور سمجھ ہیں.
And how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is completely not in need of us.
ایک ایک سیکنڈ میں ہم کتنی لاکھوں چیزوں کے محتاج ہیں اللہ رب العزت.
In every second of our life, we are in need of Allah's countless blessings.
لا يستغنى عن الله طرفة عين.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no one can remain free of his need, no one can remain free of him for even a blink of an eye.
وَمَنْ ظَنَّ أَنَّهُ مُسْتَغْنَ عَنِ اللَّهِ طَرْفَةَ عَيْنٍ فَقَدْ خَرَجَ عَنْ مِلَّةِ الْإِسْلَامِ.
And the one even who thinks that he doesn't need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for even a blink of an eye, he has left the fold of Islam.
حَقَّارَ شَانُهُ كِي هَمْ أَيْسَ مُحْتَارِ.
This is how we are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not in just one aspect, but in thousands of aspects we're in need of Allah. He said the one who is completely dependent upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how can he show his arrogance in front of Allah, his greatness in front of Allah? That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the greatness, this is my garment, my sheet.
और जो मेरी चादर को अपने ऊपर ओढ़ने की कोशिश करेगा उसकी गर्दन तोड़ूंगा. जो मेरी चादर को ओढ़ने की कोशिश करेगा कसम तो उसकी गर्दन तोड़ूंगा.
Yes, then the hadith continues that the one who intends to take away my sheep, the one who intends to take away my sheep from me, I will break his neck.
Yes,
the hadith of the Prophet.
और किब्र क्या है.
What is arrogance?
अल किब्रिया किब्र अल्लाह के लिए तो किब्र क्या है.
So when you say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has greatness and this is his, what does greatness mean?
उसी से किब्र का लफ्ज है.
And from that same word of किब्रिया comes the word किब्र, which means arrogance.
और किब्र किब्र की तारीफ है अल किब्र बफरुल हक वगमतुन नास.
And the definition of kibr or arrogance is when a person denies the truth and looks at people in a despicable manner.
Allah's hukum ko nahi manna kibr hi hai.
So, not to believe in any command of Allah in reality is arrogance.
اسی وجہ سے اللہ پاک نے فرمایا کہ جو نہیں مانتا وہ میرے اپوزیشن کی حیثیت سے کھڑا ہے.
He says, so that's why Allah says, whoever disobeys me, he's standing as an opposition to me.
اَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَٰهَهُ هَوَاهُ. اس کا الہ ہی اہوا ہے اس کی.
Allah سبحانہ وتعالیٰ says, have you seen the one who has made his desires his God?
اسی لیے میرے بھائیو, اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کہ ہم محتاج ہیں تو ہم کو سبمیشن چاہیے, ہم کو سبمٹ ہو جانا ہے.
Since we are all in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to completely submit ourselves to Him.
Aur kaise ho raha hai, jaise sahaba hue.
How do we submit ourselves to Allah? The way the sahaba radiallahu anhu submitted.
Aur sahaba kaise ho gaye, jaise janab Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
How did the sahaba submit to Allah? The way Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam submitted to Him.
Aur Huzur Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ko farmaya gaya ki tum aise hona hai jaise Ibrahim the.
And even Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been asked to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way Ibrahim alaihi salam was. Then follow the teachings and the methodology of Ibrahim alayhi salam without any deviation. That is why the title of this ummah is those the followers of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And why is this called Millat Ibrahim? Simply because Ibrahim alayhi salam preceded in the incoming into this world. But in reality, the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam supersedes him as well.
Ibrahimi mizaj, ye is ummat ka mizaj.
He says the temperament of Ibrahim alayhi salam is supposed to be the temperament of this ummah.
Ismaili mizaj is ummat ke bachon ka mizaj hai.
And the temperament of Ismail alayhi salam is supposed to be the temperament of the children of this ummah.
Al-Hajra ka mizaj is aurat is ummat ki auraton ka mizaj.
The temperament of Al-Hajra is supposed to be the temperament of the women of this ummah.
Aur Ibrahimi mizaj ye tha ki wo sirf Allah rabbul izzat unki aankhon ke samne.
And the temperament of Ibrahim alayhi salam and his family was that they had only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of them.
Inni wajjahtu wajhiya lilladhi fatara as-samawati wal ardh.
When he says that indeed I have faced that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who created the heavens and the earth. My attention is towards Allah alone.
Apni mera muh Allah ki taraf hai ka matlab physically muh nahi tha.
He says when he says I am facing towards Allah is not the physical face.
بلکہ دل کا رخ مراد ہے.
Rather it means the attention of the heart.
محبت کا رخ مراد ہے.
It means the direction of the love of the heart.
نفرت کا رخ مراد ہے.
It means even the direction of hatred.
تعلقات کا رخ مراد ہے.
Meaning the direction of relationships is based on what Allah wants.
تعلقات توڑنے کا رخ مراد ہے.
And when it comes to breaking a relationship it's also with Allah.
سارے جذبات اس کے لیے.
All desires are according to what Allah wishes.
نہ تو جان اس میں رکاوٹ بنے, نہ مال رکاوٹ بنے, نہ بیوی بچے رکاوٹ بنے, نہ وطن رکاوٹ بنے, نہ ملک رکاوٹ بنے, نہ پبلک رکاوٹ, کوئی چیز رکاوٹ نہیں بن سکتی. ابراہیم علیہ السلام کے قلب کے اور اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کے درمیان کوئی پارٹیشن نہیں ہو سکتا, درمیان میں کوئی حائل نہیں ہو
سکتا. Money, power, love of wife and children, people, public, none of these things became obstacle between them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
اسی وجہ سے اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ فرما ہوا ذمہ قوم المسلمین, انہوں نے تمہارا نام مسلمان رکھا کیونکہ وہ خود مسلمان تھے.
That is why Allah says Ibrahim علیہ السلام gave you the name of Muslimin because he himself was a Muslim.
کیونکہ انہوں نے خود کہا تھا ربنا وجعلنا مسلمین لکا ومن ذریتنا امتا مسلمتا لکا.
Because this was his own supplication that oh Allah make me and my children submitters, Muslims for you.
تو اللہ تعالیٰ شانہ ایسا اسلام چاہتے ہیں جس میں ابراہیمی مزاج پایا جائے.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants a form of Islam from us that has the temperament of Ibrahim alayhi salam within
us. ایسا ایمان چاہتے ہیں جس میں ابراہیمی مزاج پایا جائے.
Such iman that has the temperament of Ibrahim alayhi salam's iman.
اور ہم سب جانتے ہیں یہ حج کا موسم ہے کہ کیا ابراہیمی مزاج تھا.
And now this is a Hajj season. We are all aware of what was the sacrifices of Ibrahim alayhi salam.
Kya Hazrat Hajra ka mizaj tha?
And what was the temperament of Hazrat Hajra?
Kya Hazrat Ismail ka mizaj tha?
The temperament of Hazrat Ismail.
Kaise Sarkare do Alam sallallahu alaihi wasallam ka mizaj tha?
And how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's temperament was?
Kaise Hazrat Sahaba ka mizaj aur Sahabiyat ka mizaj?
And how the male and female companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how their temperament was?
Hamare iman mein aur Islam mein pichle logon ke buzurgon ke iman aur Islam mein bunyadi farq yahi hai.
He says, this is the main difference between our iman and our faith and those of our pious.
وہاں ایمان لانے کا مفہوم ان کے پاس یہ تھا کہ ٹوٹلی اپنے اوپر سے اپنے ہاتھ ہٹا لینا.
He says their concept of becoming believer was to take complete control away from ourselves.
Aur lane mein der karte the lekin Islam lane ke baad ek second ke liye der nahi karte the.
He says they may have fought before accepting iman They may have given it some thought, but once they came into the fold of Islam, then there was no delay. Because their understanding was that Islam means that a person, he takes his hands off of his
own.
Take your hands off of your wealth, hands off of your own life. That even though you have full power to choose what you like, but you give that power up to Allah.
और इसी चीज का इम्तिहान इस दुनिया में
एंड दैट इज एग्जैक्टली व्हाट द टेस्ट इज ऑल अबाउट इन दिस वर्ल्ड
जवान है तो उसका भी मिजाज ऐसे का बूढ़े हैं तो उनका भी मिजाज ऐसे
सो द यंग एंड द ओल्ड बोथ हैव दिस टाइप ऑफ टेंपरमेंट
इस्लाम ले आते थे तबीयत ही अलग मिजाज ही अलग हो जाता था
एज़ सून एज़ दे वुड बिकम अ बिलीवर एंड मुस्लिम द टेंपरमेंट वुड इमीडिएटली चेंज
एक वाकया लिखा है हयात सहाबा में
दिस वन इंसिडेंट इज मेंशन इन हयात सहाबा
के एक नौजवान साहब थे और उनकी एक बहुत ही खूबसूरत फ्रेंड दोस्त थी जिसके पास वो मिलने जाया करते थे
इसे देयर वाज अ यंग मैन हु हैड अ वेरी ब्यूटीफुल फ्रेंड यू गो विजिट हर वंस इन अ व्हाइल
और वो बेहतरीन रकासा भी थी और रोयन भी थी
एंड ही शी वुड आल्सो हैव अ वेरी ब्यूटीफुल वॉइस एज वेल
एक मतलब वो गए हुए थे उसके पास
इसे वन डे यू गो विजिट हर
तो उसने अपने गाने में ये बात कही कि भाई तुम आज हम शबाब की जमा है यहाँ पे और शराब की जमा है क्योंकि शराब तो उनकी आदत थी लेकिन कबाब नहीं है साथ में
He says, while she was singing one day, she said, today they were looking very young, we're youthful, we have wine, and basically through her music she started inviting for Sharam.
I mean, kebab nahi.
Because there's no meat here.
He
says, I'll go and bring the meat.
वो गए कबाब लेने के लिए हुजूर पाक सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम मिल गए रास्ते में
He says that while you need to go get some kebab, you saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
आपने उनको दावत दी.
Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam invited him.
उनके ज़हन में आने बात.
And it made sense to him.
और उन्होंने कलमा पढ़ लिया.
And right then and there he recited the kalima.
ये सत्रह में थोड़ी ताखीर हो गई.
In this instance, while he accepted Islam or etc., he became delayed.
वो लड़की सोचने लगी पता नहीं किधर निकल गया बेवकूफ.
So that girl over there was wondering where did this man go.
वो दरवाजे पे आके खड़ी हो गई.
She came out to the door to see where he went.
थोड़ी देर के बाद देखा कि वो वापस आ रहे हैं.
After some time, she saw him coming back.
वो आए और वो आगे निकल गए घर से.
And he went right past the house, past her up.
उसने आवाज दी कि वो पागल किधर है.
She called out,
यहाँ घर यहाँ है.
Says the house is here. Where are you going?
उन्होंने पलट के नहीं कहा. उन्होंने इशारे से कहा कि मैं मुसलमान हो गया हूँ.
He says he did not even turn around and look at her one last glance. He simply gestured to her saying, I have become a Muslim.
अगर चार मरतबा चार महीने देकर भी हमारे अंदर खाली इसका एक जर्रा आ जाए तो काम बन जाएगा.
He says even if we go 4 months, 4 times, if we get a glimpse of a teeny bit of this iman, we will have been successful.
वहां कलमा पढ़े और अपने घर वापस आते हुए कैफियत ये है कि अपनी महबूबा को देखना नहीं चाह रहे और इशारे से कहा मैं मुसलमान हो गया हूँ.
इसलिए
पता ही है कि मुसलमान होने के बाद तुम्हें अपनी चला ही नहीं सकता.
He says over there, we see that this Sahabi accepted Islam literally a matter of minutes. He's passing up this lady, is not even giving her one glance. Because he knows, as soon as I have said, La ilaha illallah, accepted Islam, I no longer control my life.
तो कोशिश इस बात की करनी है वो ये है कि सहाबा वाले मिजाज का अंदाज, सहाबा वाला मिजाज ये पैदा होना है उम्मत में.
He said, this level and the temperament of the Sahaba, we have to make an effort to create that within the Ummah.
Hazrat Maulana Ali Mian Rajwi Rahmatullah Alayh ne is daawat wale kaam ki jo taaseer bayan ki hai wo yahi hai.
He said, Shaykh Hasan Nabi Rahmatullah Alayh explained the effect of this work of da'wah, that this creates a temperament the way the Sahaba had.
Mizaj Sahaba, Sahaba wala mizaj build karna.
He said, to create the mizaj and the temperament of the Sahaba is one of the fruits of this work.
Tabiyat mein wo andaaz aa jana ke main Allah ka banda hoon aur main apne Nabi ka ghulam hoon.
He said, this temperament that I am a servant of Allah, I am a servant of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Aur Allah paak ye nazare dikha raha hai.
And Allah is actually showing us
sari duniya mein iske nazare aap dekhenge.
You see it being manifested throughout the world.
University ke students mein dekhenge.
You see it within university
students. College ke bachchon mein dekhenge.
You see it in boys of the college.
Maldaron ke ayyash aulad mein dekhenge.
You see it in those children growing up in wealthy homes.
Shababiyon aur kababiyon aur juwaniyon mein dekhenge.
You see this in people who are involved in all major sins previously.
Har level ke insaan mein.
In all levels of
human. Har muashre mein.
In all different backgrounds.
Duniya ke har corner mein.
In every society, in every corner of the world.
Milega ki iman ki mehnat se یقین بنتا ہے, یقین سے ایسا مزاج آتا ہے باہر.
He says, you will see that through the effort of iman, such conviction and yaqeen is built, then such amazing temperament of the sahaba is recreated.
اللہ پاک کی عظمت دل میں آنا شروع ہو جاتی ہے.
The greatness of Allah starts penetrating the heart.
اور آخرت آنکھوں کے سامنے گھومنا شروع ہو جاتی ہے.
And the scenes of the hereafter come in front of us.
اور جنت اور جہنم آدمی کو ایسا لگتا ہے کہ بس اس کے بالکل پاس ہی ہے.
And jannah and jahannam become such a real reality, it's as though they are right in front of a person.
اور اس دنیا کی بے سوادی اور بے حقیقتی اللہ پاک کھول دیتے ہیں.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains to the individual that how useless this and how funny and how quickly this world will disappear.
حالانکہ وہ اپنی آنکھوں کے سامنے دیکھ رہا ہے ساری دنیا کو.
Even though he sees the world around him, but the value of it is no longer in the heart.
جذبات اس کے بھی ساتھ ہیں.
Emotions he also has.
خواہشات اس کے بھی ساتھ
ہیں. Desires he also has.
حالات اور اسباب اس کے بھی اطراف میں.
And means and needs are all also with him.
وہ بھی چندروزہ زندگی کے مزے کی طرف متوجہ ہو سکتا ہے.
He could also enjoy this world for a few days.
لیکن یہ ہے کہ اس نوجوان کو کون سی چیز مجبور کر رہی ہے رات میں اٹھ کے رونے پہ.
What is forcing this young man to get up in the night and cry in front of
him? کون سی چیز اس کو مجبور کر رہی ہے کہ اپنی شکل صورت لوگوں میں برا بن کے اپنے نبی کی غلامی پہ رہتا ہے.
He said, what makes this young man make himself adopt such a position that his face looks different from society and people make a mockery of him, but he does it out of love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Log us par haste hain,
people laugh at him,
log mazak udate hain,
people are making fun of him,
usko bewakoof kehte hain,
say you're a fool.
کیا کچھ اس کے ساتھ اس کو شادیوں میں دیر ہو جاتی ہے.
He says it gets difficult for them to get married.
جاب ملنے میں دیر ہو جاتی ہے.
Sometimes it gets difficult to get a job.
ملامت کرتے ہیں.
People get upset at him.
خاندان والے ٹیز کرتے ہیں.
That his relative sees him.
اس کو شرم دلاتے ہیں.
And they make him feel bad.
مگر اس کے دل میں کوئی چیز نہیں جاتی.
But none of these things affect his heart.
چیزوں کا تاثر باہر باہر ہوتا ہے.
All of these things remain only outside of the heart.
حضر العواز لحول قلب تائلی وحول احبت منہم فی سودائی.
These are the people he's quoting a poet who says that although everyone is reprimanding me for beloved and loving my beloved, but it just goes around my heart. Nothing goes inside my heart. Inside my heart there's only one thing, is the love of my beloved.
جب کسی سے محبت ہو جاتی ہے تو اطراف والے کچھ بھی بولیں.
When someone falls in love, then it doesn't make a difference what others say.
بلکہ جتنا بولتے ہیں اتنی محبت کی آگ اور بھڑک جاتی ہے.
But rather, the more people criticize, the more madly a person becomes in love.
اور جتنا برا بلا کہتے ہیں آدمی اس میں فخر محسوس کرتا ہے.
And the more a person gets ridiculed, he feels proud that out of my love people are making fun of me.
اپنی عزت محسوس کرتا ہے.
He feels that this is honorable for him.
کیا کہنا چاہیے ہم نے ستم آپ کے خاطر. آدمی بولتا ہے کہ آپ کے خاطر میں یہ مصیبت جھیلی, میں یہ مصیبت جھیلی.
And then he goes proudly and tells his beloved that because of you, these are the things that people are hurling insults at me and I have forbore them very nicely.
اور وہ کہتا ہے کہ باہر والے کچھ بھی کریں, اندر کا ڈسٹرب نہیں ہو رہا.
And he'll say that no matter what outsiders do, inside of me there is peace. I'm not disturbed.
حق تعالی شانہ کے ساتھ میں محبت کا وہ رنگ آتا ہے.
He said, this is the color of the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
اور اللہ کے رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے ساتھ محبت کا وہ رنگ آتا ہے.
He said, similarly, when the person loves Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with it comes a special color.
اور یہ رنگ نبی کا رنگ چڑھا دیتا ہے.
And this love creates within a person the color and the temperament of Rasulullah sallallahu
alaihi wasallam. اور نبی کا یہ رنگ اللہ کا رنگ کہلاتا ہے.
And he says, the temperament of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in reality the temperament of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
قرآن پاک میں یہ فرمایا گیا, صبغت اللہ ومن احسن من اللہ صبغہ.
And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this is the dye of Allah. This is the color of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
صبغت اللہ يصبغ صبغت اللہ.
Meaning, and this means that color yourself in those attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dye yourself with attributes of
Allah. کے رنگ میں رنگنا کیا ہے, نبی کے رنگ میں رنگنا ہے.
So how does a person dye himself with attributes of Allah? یعنی the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
اور نبی کا رنگ یہ ہے کہ نبی کی محبت آدمی پر اتنی غالب ہو جائے کہ وہ نبی کے ہر ایکشن کو اپنی جان سے زیادہ اپنی سمجھے.
What does it mean a person falls in love with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? It is that every action of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam becomes more beloved than the person's life.
اور نبی کی ادا کو ساری اداؤں سے ترجیح دے.
And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's every action becomes more beloved to him than any action of any other human being.
اور ان کی باتوں کو ساری دنیا کی باتوں پہ ترجیح دے.
And he gives preference to every word of his over the words of the entire creation.
اور ان کے کلچر کو ساری دنیا کے کلچر پر ترجیح دے.
And he gives preference to the culture of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam over all other cultures.
حتیٰ اللہ شانہ اپنے نبی کے ساتھ ایسی محبت عطا فرما دیتے ہیں ایمان کے صحیح ہونے پر کہ اس کو کسی کی پرواہ نہیں رہتی. سب سے زیادہ بات اللہ کے رسول کے اس کے پاس.
He says when a person truly follows the deen, Allah blesses him with such love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that a person is not worried, doesn't care what others say. All he cares is how he can follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
جب یہ کیفیت آتی ہے تو اس کو کہتے ہیں رضیت باللہ ربا وبالاسلام دینا وبمحمد رسولا ونبیا صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
He says when this type of feeling is achieved. This is what the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the dhikr that we recite, Raditu billahi rabba, I am pleased with Allah as my Lord, wa bil Islami deena, and I am pleased with Islam as my way of life, wa bi Muhammadin sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I have chosen. And I'm pleased with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as my prophet. And this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that the whole hadith of that individual who has these three qualities, that he's pleased with Allah as his Lord, Islam as his religion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as his prophet, that is the one who has tasted the sweetness of iman.
حضرت یوسف رحمتہ اللہ کے بیانات میں یہ ہے, فرمایا کہ نبی پر ایمان کا یہ مطلب ہوتا ہے.
This is what it means to believe, to have faith on the Prophet.
رسول پر ایمان لائے, مانا رسول کو اللہ کا نمائندہ مانا, اس کا مطلب یہ ہے کہ ان کی بات سے اوپر کسی کی بات نہیں.
He says, when you say you believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you need to give preference to his word, his commands over every other word.
Unke tareeqe ke alawa kisi tareeqe mein kamyabi ka koi sawal hi nahi paida hota.
So we see absolutely no way of success in any other lifestyle besides that of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Unki sunnat se behtar koi tareeqa nahi.
We don't see any method of life better than that of
Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
That the best way of life is to lead the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Mere bhaiyo, iman par aisi mehnat ki zarurat hai.
And this is the type of effort that is required. That this temperament is created within us. This is what we call the great yaqeen. And this is created by making effort. The effort has to be made in accordance to also how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. And we have to make an effort the way the companions did.
اور اللہ تبارک مطالعہ کی طرح متوجہ کرنا بندوں کو ویسے جیسے اللہ پاک بتایا گیا.
We have to attract the humanity's attention towards Allah in the manner that the Sahaba did.
اپنی ذات پر بھی اور ساری انسانیت پر بھی.
Our own selves, we have to make effort, and the entire humanity.
میرے دوستو, اس کو کہتے ہیں دین کی محنت اور دعوت الی اللہ.
This is what you call the effort of deen, an invitation towards Allah.
اور یہ سبب ہے انسانوں کے اندر دین کے آنے کا.
And this is the reason the deen will come alive within humanity.
تعالیٰ شانہ نے پہلے دن سے کام کی ترتیب ایسی رکھی ہے.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set the method of the effort of deen from day one.
دنیا میں جب نبی آئے اور ان پر وحی آ جاتی ہے کہ آپ نبوت کا کام شروع کرو, تو ان کی شروعات یہیں سے ہوتی تھی کہ وہ لوگ ان کو اللہ کی طرف بلائے.
When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would send a prophet into the world, would choose him as a prophet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would inspire them from the very get-go, from the day one, that go to people and invite them towards Allah.
Huzur Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam tashreef laaye, sabse pehle aapne yahi farmaya.
As soon as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, he also said the same thing.
Isliye ummat e muslima ke zimme hum tareen par zimmedari ki aur farz ki aise se baat rakhi gayi.
He said that is why it is like an obligation upon the ummah that a person invites towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Isliye amr bil ma'ruf wa nahi anil munkar ko sayyida a'mal ahli bir farmaya gaya hai.
Inviting towards good, prohibition from evil has been regarded in a hadith as the two leading actions of the people of righteousness. The leading actions.
حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے سامنے ایک صحابی نے کہا کہ یہ امت امر بالمعروف نہی عن المنکر کیسے چھوڑ دے گی جبکہ یہ سیدہ اعمال اہل بر ہیں. تو حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے اس کی تصدیق فرمائی اور پھر اس پر فرمایا کہ جب ان کو وہن لگ جائے گا پھر امت یہ کام چھوڑے گی.
Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم was asked by a companion, how is it possible that this ummah in the future will leave those actions which is inviting towards good, forbidding from evil, how is it possible that they will leave them even though they are the leading actions of good, the leading of good actions, the most supreme of good actions? And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he acknowledged that and said that is correct, that these are definitely the leaders of the actions, but the ummah will neglect it when they get afflicted by wahan. Is it just like when a wood starts getting rotten?
Or jaise lohe ko zang lagta hai.
Just like an iron starts getting rusted.
Aise insaan ko wahan lagta hai.
Similarly, human being gets affected by wahan.
Aur wo hai hubbul aish, mutawajjih bil maut.
And what is wahan? That is to love this materialistic life and to dislike death.
Jitna time hai utna maze se guzarne ki khwahish.
Just a desire that however little time I may have on earth, let me just enjoy it.
Itne paise mil jaye ki maze se rahe.
So whatever money I have, let me just enjoy it. And such a house that I can enjoy. Just as I may get a car such that I can enjoy. Such a house I should stay in, and a place that I can simply enjoy my life on
earth.
So that nothing disturbs my enjoyment here. The roads are good, the water is good. There are all sorts of amenities that are available. But if I go there, then my life will be made. Allah has never created this world for enjoyment. He said, after you come here, and then you find out that in reality that we're not even enjoying it, we are rather suffering the most. He said, if you ask the people here and say, are you are the ones who enjoy the most luxurious life, they'll turn around and say, no, we're having the most difficult life. He said, even though the needs are fulfilled like that of the kings here, but because enjoyment is in the heart, the ruh and the spirituality, the spiritual benefit is the real enjoyment. So when the spirit is not content, then how can a person enjoy life? When there's no contentment in the heart, how can we enjoy life?
एक आदमी के दिल के अंदर सुकून नहीं है और उसको बिरयानी में बिठा दें, एक आदमी को सुबह में जो है ना मौत का ठंडा लगने वाला है, फांसी की सजा होगी, और रात को उसको आप डिनर में बिरयानी कोरमा और मारेंगे, क्या मजा आएगा उसको?
He said a person who knows that tomorrow morning he will be hungry and in the night he presents you an old platter of biryani and all sorts of food, how will he enjoy that food?
क्या मजा आएगा उसमें?
He is not going to be able to enjoy it.
आज इंसानियत की रूह इसी कंडीशन में है.
Today the ruh of the humanity is in the same manner.
दिलों का यही हाल है.
This is the condition of the hearts.
दिमाग में इतना स्ट्रेस है.
There's so much stress on the mind.
सब कुछ होने के बावजूद नींद नहीं आती.
And even though we have all the amenities of life, yet we cannot fall asleep.
बहुत दौलत होने के बावजूद आदमी लोग खुदकुशी कर रहे हैं.
So much wealth is there available, yet people are committing suicide.
हर आदमी सुकून की मजे की तलाश में है.
Everyone is trying to find and search peace of mind.
मगर फिर भी नहीं मिलता है.
Yet they cannot find it.
और मिल भी नहीं सकता है.
And yet they cannot find it.
क्योंकि वो तो रखा हुआ किसी और जगह.
They will never be able to find it because it's kept somewhere else. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, listen, the contentment of the hearts is only kept in Allah's remembrance. Allah says, the one who turns away from the remembrance of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will set a specific devil, shaitan, to him who will ruin his life. But we have to follow the method that Allah has established
for us.
He said the foundation of iman is that we deny our own knowledge and we affirm the knowledge of the Prophet. Deny what you see and believe in what the Prophet has proclaimed. He says, dunya is what we see and akhirah is what the Prophet has informed us
about.
The things of this world is what we notice and what we see. And the a'mal and the good deeds is what Rasulullah has informed us about. Creation is what we see.
خالق نبی پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی خبر ہے.
And creator is what Allah, what رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم has informed us.
جیسے بتایا گیا ہمیں ویسے یقین کرنا.
He says we have to believe the way we have been informed.
اور امتحان اصل اسی کا ہے.
And the test is the reality of this thing.
جب مشاہدہ حقیقتا کر دیا جائے گا پھر ایمان معتبر نہیں ہوگا.
He says when a person begins to see the unseen, then at that time it's too late. Then iman is not counted at that time. That's why the beginning of iman is to believe in the unseen, as Allah says in Surah
Al-Baqarah.
Are we going to believe in the statements of Rasulullah or not?
Are we going
to believe in the revealed knowledge of Allah or not?
Allah ka ilm kamil hai.
Allah's knowledge is complete.
Allah ka ilm qat'i hai.
Allah's knowledge is certain.
Tadriji nahi hai.
It is not something that builds on time. Allah's knowledge is not based on experience that changes by the day.
Naqis nahi hai.
Allah's ilm is not incomplete.
Allah ka ilm muhit hai.
Allah's knowledge is completely over encompassing.
Aur woh Allah ne apne aqa, apne habib aqa e nazar Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam par nazil farma.
And that knowledge Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam received it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Isliye uska aise yaqeen kar lena jaise bataya gaya.
That is why we have to believe in it, just like we've been informed by him.
Isko iman bhi kehte hain.
This is what we call iman.
Ilmun bila rai. Aap jo kehta hai unne tarjuma likha iman ka ilmun bila rai mein. Ushmati.
That's why Muqayyim Rahmatullah Alayhi said that iman is to have knowledge and belief without any doubt.
Aur amal salih ka tarjuma kiya hai amalun bila shahawat.
And righteous deeds he is described as actions without lust.
Ilm bila shubhe ke iman hai aur amal bila shahawat ke amal salih hai.
He says knowledge without doubt is iman, And actions without lust is a'mal salihah.
बिल्कुल इसी बात पर यकीन आ जाना जैसे बताया गया.
To believe exactly the way Rasulullah has informed us.
ये कैसे आएगा? ये मुजाकरों से आएगा.
How are we going to create this level of faith and iman? This is through discussion.
ये कैसे आएगा? ये दावत से आएगा.
This is through dawah. We create this level of iman.
ये मुजाहिदे से आएगा.
This comes through sacrifice.
ये खुरून से आएगा.
This comes with spending time and
ये जान और माल की कुर्बानी से आएगा.
This comes with sacrificing our time and our wealth.
अल्लाह के रास्ते में माल लगाओ, वक्त लगाओ, जज्बात लगाओ, ख्वाहिशात लगाओ, फिर कब करते जाके ये कैफियत आएगी.
He says, sacrifice our desires, sacrifice our time, our wealth, our life in the path of Allah, and then slowly we will reach the status. All of us realize and understand that this is true.
The
question is, why are we not able to do something which we know is true? Why is it that we are not able to accomplish this? He says, the interesting irony of this is that why we're not doing it, we'll only understand it after we start doing it. He says, when a person makes an intention and moves forward towards Allah, Allah will open up all these doors around
him.
He says, SubhanAllah, the real life, zindah, the real life comes when a person starts receiving hidayah from Allah. Allah says, what about the one who was dead, then we gave him life. And then we gave him nur through which he is able to walk amidst the people. Life which he
wants.
One is a physical life and death. And one is a spiritual life and death.
वो लोग शुरू होती है जब नूरे ईमान अल्लाह पाक अता फरमाता है वहां से जिंदगी की शुरुआत है वह नौ मौलूद है.
Spiritual life comes when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants the nur of iman. The one that nur of iman comes into the heart and a person gets hidayah, it's the day he is actually born. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in multiple places in the Quran says darkness and daylight cannot be equal. A blind person and the one who sees cannot be the same. Allah says the one who is able to hear and the one who is deaf cannot be the same. This is the example that Allah gives for the believer and the non-believer. The one who doesn't have iman is blind. And the one who has iman, he has full vision. The one who doesn't have iman is deaf. And the one who has iman is the one who is able to hear. The one who has iman is alive.
जो ईमान वाला नहीं है वो मुर्दा है.
And the one who does not have iman is dead.
बल्कि हुजूर पाक सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ने भी यहाँ पर फरमाया कि ईमान वाला होने के साथ साथ उसका जाहिर होना भी जरूरी है जिंदा होने के लिए. मतलबी रब्बा मतलबी रायत को कमतबी हय्यु वल मय्यित.
Beyond that, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that beyond being a believer, a person has to be the one who remembers Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the example of the believer who remembers Allah, or the one who remembers Allah and the one who doesn't, is like the example of a one who is living and the one who is dead.
वजह उसकी है कि ईमान अगर अपनी सही अकीदत के साथ आ गया तो जिक्र उसके लिए लाजिम मर्दूम है.
He says because if iman is within the heart, the reality of iman is within the heart, then zikr must most definitely will be there.
Allah जैसे है वैसे अगर आदमी को मालूमत नहीं रही तो भूलेगा कैसे.
He says if someone truly believes in Allah the way he is, how can he forget Allah? Zikr is to remember Allah. So how can you forget Allah if you really believe in Allah the way he is?
गफलत इसीलिए आई कि ईमान मुस्तहदर नहीं.
He says the reason a person doesn't do zikr and suffers needlessness is because iman is not the way it should be.
गफलत वो पहला दरवाजा है जहां से बेईमानी दाखिल होती है.
He says needlessness is the first door from which the absence of iman or the guy that iman is pulled out.
इसीलिए मशाइखिन कहते हैं कि इस दरवाजे को अगर बंद कर दोगे तो बेईमानी नहीं आएगी.
That's why the mashayikh say that if you close this door, which is of heedlessness, inshallah, a person will be saved from losing his iman.
इसलिए दावत के उसूलों में से यह है कि जिक्र की कसरत से आदत डालना.
He said that is why one of the rules and the usul and of this work is that a person should become habitual in abundance of zikr.
इसलिए छह सिफात में से एक सिफत है कि जाकिर होना जरूरी है.
He said that's why from the six qualities, one of the qualities is to become a zakir.
ईमान है जिक्र नहीं है क्या मतलब.
He said how is it possible that a person has iman but no zikr?
قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يذكر على كل حين على كل احيان دون روايته.
رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم is mentioned regarding him that always he used to be in a state of dhikr.
कोई वक्त गफलत का था ही नहीं.
There was no moment of heedlessness.
सुन्नत यही है कि हमेशा अल्लाह को याद किया जाए.
सुन्नत is to always remember Allah.
और जिस वक्त में आदमी जिक्र करके सोता है तो सोते हुए होने की हालत में जाकिर ही शुमार होता है.
This is that is why when a person goes to bed and sleep, if he's involved in dhikr before he sleeps, then the entire sleep is also counted as dhikr.
इसीलिए हदीस में आता है कि कोई आदमी जिक्र करते हुए सो जाए
That is why comes in the hadith that if someone falls asleep while in dhikr,
aur darmiyan mein uski aankh khule,
and then in the night he wakes up,
to jo dua uske dua se nikalegi wo qubool ho jayegi.
Whatever dua he makes while he wakes up in the night, that dua will definitely
be accepted. Kyunki itne ghante jo soya to zikr hi kar raha tha.
Because the past hours that he was sleeping, all will be counted as dhikr. Itne
ghante zikr karne ke baad to dua qubool hogi.
He says, don't you think a person who makes dua after many hours of dhikr, that his dua will be accepted?
Aur dhikr bhi aisa hai jisme ikhlas kamil hai.
And such dhikr in which there is complete sincerity.
Usme aadmi apni niyat bhi ye bhi nahi kar sakta ki main dhikr kar raha tha, main to so raha tha.
He says, why, Rajiv? This is very, it's 100% ikhlas and sincerity, because riya comes in when you try to show people, or you think I did something. But when a person is sleeping, how can we have a wrong intention? When a person knows very well that I'm not doing dhikr.
Allah Pak usko dhikr consider kar rahe hai, phir uska natija ye farma rahe hai, phir jo dua karega, qubool kar lunga.
Allah is not only considering our sleep as dhikr, but whatever dua we make after we wake up is also being accepted.
Isliye Huzur e Pak sallam hamesha dhikr farma rahe.
That's why Rasulullah sallam will always be making dhikr.
Udhkurullah qiyamun wa qu'udan wa ala junubin.
Allah says, remember Allah, these are the people, remember Allah while they're awake, while they're standing, while they're lying down, while they are sitting, in all states they remember Allah. That is why, my brothers, the effort of deen is a means of revival of deen.
And the sabab is dunya mein hai, har aadmi mukallaf samajhta hai apne ko ki main sabab ikhtiyar karu.
He said, everyone realizes that there are certain means in this world that we have to utilize, and that it is my responsibility to utilize those means to get to the end. Since this is the command of Allah. Allah has told us that you have to eat if you want to get rid of the hunger. He says, if a person knowingly leaves food, doesn't eat.
He says
that if a person doesn't eat, and he says, Allah is Qadir, Allah is capable of getting rid of my hunger, and he dies, this will be regarded as suicide. Allah did not order you not to eat. Allah ordered us to eat.
Pani nahi pee raha hai.
A person is not drinking water.
Jo pani to pyaas nahi bujhati.
He says no, because water doesn't quench the thirst.
Pyaas to Allah bujhate
hai. Allah is the one who quenches the thirst.
Woh mar gaya.
And he dies.
Ye sawab milega usko.
He says, do you think he'll get rewarded?
Ye khudkashi ka guna hoga.
He says, this, he will be suffering the sin of suicide.
Tumko meri kudrat ko challenge karne ka haq diya kisne?
He said, who gave you this right to challenge my power?
Hum ek baat bata rahe, tumko bas woh karo.
He said, we have asked you to do something, you're supposed to do it.
Allah tabaraka wa taala ne deen ki mehnat ka hukm diya.
He said, just like we are supposed to eat and drink, similarly Allah has given us the responsibility.
Allah Pak qadir hai puri duniya mein Islam phailane ka.
Allah has given us responsibility of using the means.
Allah qadir hai puri duniya ke musalmanon ko Islam ki taraf mutawajjih karne mein.
Most definitely Allah is capable of guiding the entire humanity towards Islam without our effort.
Hum kaun hote challenge karne wale
Allah? Who are we to make a challenge to Allah that we're not going to do it?
Humko Allah ne farmaya mehnat karo deen ki.
Allah has simply told us to do the work of deen.
Aur hamare paas Allah ne apna taluq itna diya. अगर थोड़ा सा भी ताल्लुक हम महसूस करें तो देखेंगे कि अगर कोई फजीलत ना होती फिर भी हम दीन की मेहनत पर अपने को मजबूर पाते. अगर दीन की मेहनत के लिए कोई हुक्म ना भी होता अल्लाह का तो मंतकी तरतीब यह है कि एक चीज मौकूफ है, एक चीज पर तो आदमी मजबूर होता है वो काम करने में.
Even if there was not a direct command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do the effort of deen, but logically we know this from all other things of our life, that in order to achieve an end, we use the means to do so.
Ek bachcha pani mein doob raha hai.
Of course, a young boy is drowning in the water.
Aap wahan khade hue hain.
If you're standing there,
aapko hukum nahi diya gaya, uske baba ne nahi kaha tha ki doobne lage to bachana.
His parents did not order you that if my son, you see him drowning, you need to save him.
इस वजह से क्या उसने कुछ भी नहीं कहा, खामोश बैठ जाते.
He said, do you think you would not do anything because his parents did not ask you to save him?
मैं कह रहा हूं कि अगर नबी कहा जाता तो भी करना था हमको.
So even if Allah did not order us directly to do the effort of da'wah, we would still have to do it.
जबकि अल्लाह पाक ने कहा है.
So imagine now that Allah has actually ordered us to do the effort of da'wah.
और बड़े बड़े लफ्जों में कहा है.
And in very powerful words.
और हुक्म के साथ कहा है.
And he has ordered us in an emphatic manner.
जैसे हम कल सुन रहे थे कि जैसे नमाज का हुक्म है.
Just like we heard last night that Allah has ordered us to pray salah.
Roze ka hukum hai.
Allah has ordered us to fast.
Zakat ka hukum hai.
Allah has ordered us to pay alms.
Deen ki mehnat ka hukum hai.
Allah has ordered us to do the effort of deen.
Aur deen ki mehnat ka hi nahi hai, deen ki mehnat se mohabbat ka hukum hai.
And not only that, but we've been ordered to love the effort of deen.
Deen ki mehnat bhi tha, uska bhi hukum diya. Aur uske mohabbat karne ka bhi hukum diya.
Allah has not only ordered us to do the effort of deen, but also to love the effort of deen.
अब हमें अगर इसकी मोहब्बत नहीं है तो मेरे अजाब का इंतजार
करना.
इसमें बड़ा राज है कि खाली मेहनत का हुक्म देते मोहब्बत का ना देते तो भी चल सकता ना.
He said, this is a very big secret here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what if he just ordered us to renew the effort and didn't speak about loving the effort?
इसलिए कि अगर खाली हुक्म पर आदमी अमल करे उसकी मोहब्बत ना हो तो वो ज्यादा डेप्थ में नहीं जा सकता.
Because if a person is ordered to do something, but is not ordered to love it, and he doesn't love it, then there is only a limited amount that you will give to that.
उसकी बारिशों की रियायत नहीं कर सकता.
You will not go to the depth of it.
उसके लिए कुर्बानी देना आसान नहीं होता.
It will not be easy to sacrifice for that.
और मोहब्बत ऐसी चीज है कि सब कुछ आसान हो जाता है.
But when a person begins to love something, then it becomes easy to go to the depth of it and to make all sorts of sacrifices.
पैसा लगाना भी आसान.
It will be easy to spend money.
वक्त लगाना भी आसान.
It will be easy to spend your time.
भूख प्यास बर्दाश्त करना भी आसान.
It will be easy to sacrifice your hunger.
गर्मी सर्दी बर्दाश्त करना भी आसान.
इजी टू बी एबल टू हैंडल हीट एट होम.
लोगों की कड़वे कसेरे सहना भी आसान.
इजी टू हैंडल द इंसल्ट्स ऑफ पीपल.
आराम से बेआराम होना भी आसान.
इजी टू सैक्रिफाइस योर कंफर्ट.
क्योंकि हम देखते हैं कि मोहब्बत में यही सब कुछ दुनिया में हो रहा होता है.
सी दैट टुडे आवर लव पीपल डू ऑल ऑफ द फॉलोइंग थिंग्स.
जिसको मोहब्बत होती है वो मोहब्बत के खातिर ये सब भुगतता है.
द वन हू लव्स समथिंग इन ऑर्डर टू फुलफिल दैट ही सैक्रिफाइसेस ऑल.
जिसको मखलूक से मोहब्बत होती है वो मखलूक के लिए करता है. जिसको खालिक से मोहब्बत होती है वो खालिक के लिए.
द वन हू लव्स द क्रिएशन डज दी सैक्रिफाइस फॉर द क्रिएशन. द वन हू लव्स द क्रिएटर विल डू दी सैक्रिफाइस फॉर द क्रिएशन.
इसलिए फरमाया अहब्ब इलैकुम मिनल्लाह व रसूलिही व जिहादिन फी सबीलिही फतरब्बसू हत्ता याती अल्लाहु बिअम्री. अगर आठ चीजें इन तीन चीजों से ज्यादा महबूब है. तीन चीजों में अल्लाह अल्लाह का रसूल अल्लाह के दीन की मेहनत मिनल्लाह व रसूलिही व जिहादिन फी सबीलिही. तो मोहब्बत को फर्ज किया गया मालूम.
अल्लाह सुभान व तआला सेज दैट इफ योर वाइफ एंड योर चिल्ड्रन योर फादर एंड योर ब्रदर ऑल दोस रिलेशनशिप्स आर मेंशन बिजनेस हाउस एवरीथिंग इफ एनी ऑफ दोस थिंग्स आर मोर बिलोवेड टू यू देन अल्लाह द रसूल सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम एंड द एफर्ट ऑफ दीन देन वेट फॉर द पनिशमेंट ऑफ अल्लाह सुभान व तआला.
जब मोहब्बत की मेहनत जब मेहनत की मोहब्बत तक फर्ज है तो मेहनत कितने दर्जे में फर्ज है.
इमेजिन लविंग द एफर्ट इज रिक्वायर्ड देन इमेजिन हाउ इम्पोर्टेंट इट इज टू सिंपली डू द एफर्ट.
मालूम हुआ कि ये दो फर्ज जमा हो गए यहाँ पर.
सो नाउ वी रियलाइज दैट टू ऑब्लिगेशन हैव कम टुगेदर हियर.
इसका मतलब ये बना कि मोहब्बत के साथ मेहनत करो.
दैट्स व्हाट इट मींस दैट नॉट वी आर नॉट ओनली ऑब्लिगेटेड टू डू द वर्क बट डू इट आउट ऑफ लव विद लव.
जबरदस्ती में नहीं.
डोंट डू इट एज़ यू बी फोर्स्ड टू डू इट.
देखा देखी में नहीं.
डोंट डू इट बिकॉज़ यू सिंपली सी अदर्स
डूइंग इट. उसे गश्त कर रहा हूं. अगर नहीं करूंगा तो लोग क्या बोलेंगे.
जोन फॉर सो लॉन्ग आई बी विजिटिंग डूइंग विजिटेशन इफ आई स्टॉप नाउ व्हाट विल पीपल से.
इस वजह से कर रहे हैं गश्त.
सो दैट्स व्हाई वी
इस वजह से खुरूज हो रहा है. मोहब्बत के साथ दीन की मेहनत में रखो.
ही सेड नो ही सेड अ पर्सन शुड डू ऑल दिस अमल विद लव.
अगर मोहब्बत के साथ हम दीन की मेहनत का फैसला करेंगे तो तश्कीली जमात की जरूरत ना पड़े.
ही सेड इफ वी मेक अ डिसीजन दैट वी विल डू द वर्क आउट ऑफ लव देन देयर विल बी नो नीड फॉर स्पेसिफिक तश्कीली जमात.
हमको उसूली जमात की जरूरत ना पड़े.
वी डोंट नीड टू गो गिव पीपल आउट फॉर देयर होम्स.
उसूली गश्त हो रहा है कि भाई तुमने नाम लिखाया था तुमने नाम लिखाया था. अरे भाई जब तुमने अपनी साहिश से लिखाया था फिर तुम खुद ही क्यों नहीं पहुंचे.
दिस इज व्हाई वी हैव दिस होल थिंग अबाउट अवॉइडिंग टू कलेक्ट इन द ब्रदर्स दैट यू मेड इंटेंशन इन सच एंड सच नाइट नाउ ब्रदर योर टाइम हैज कम.
इसलिए मेरे दोस्तों इरादा इसको बोलते हैं कि जब आप इरादा जाहिर कर चुके हैं तो आप जिम्मेदार हो जाए उसके. आप खुद जिम्मेदार हैं कि आप खुद अप्रोच हो.
He said, "That's why you stand up in your
name." मैं अगर नाम दिया हूँ तो मैं जिम्मेदार हूँ. मैं खुद अप्रोच.
He said, "If I give my name, then it's my responsibility. That I'm doing this out of my love. That's why I should not wait for anyone to come approach me and remind me. Instead, I should myself come and present myself that I have given my name at such and such time and here I am ready."
और मेरे दोस्तों दीन की मेहनत को तो अल्लाह पाक ने इस अंदाज में बयान फरमाया कुरान पाक में कि ईमान वाला मस्ती में आ जाए.
He says that the effort of deen and the rewards of deen is explained so much in Quran that if a person listens to it, he'll go in a state of ecstasy.
और ऐसी कैफियत में आ जाए कि मेरे अल्लाह ने मुझसे ये कहा ये तो मुझे करना ही करना.
He says a person will get so excited that my Allah is asking me to do this, most definitely I have to do this.
वो उसने अपने अपने मोहब्बत का और अपने ताल्लुक का मेयार इसको बना दिया.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this the method of measuring a person's love for him.
फरमाया मेरी मदद नहीं करोगे मेरी मदद करो.
Look at how Allah says. He says are you going to help me?
मेरे मददगार हो जाओ.
बिकम माई हेल्पर.
कुन अंसार अल्लाह.
अल्लाह से बिकम द हेल्पर्स ऑफ अल्लाह.
दादा फरमाइए कि अल्लाह पाक को मदद की क्या जरूरत है.
आस्क यूरसेल्फ व्हाट हेल्प डज अल्लाह नीड.
अल्लाह पाक अपनी मदद फरमा रहे हैं इस काम को.
अल्लाह सुभान व तआला इज कॉलिंग दिस एफर्ट हेल्पिंग हिम.
हम जब भी जमीन का शोरबा हमारी हैसियत क्या है. अल्लाह कह रहा मेरी मदद करो तो आदमी को जोश आ जाए कि अल्लाह मैं बोलो क्या बोलना है.
He says, "These ayats should hit us and create within us a state of ecstasy." That Subhanallah, who is Allah? Who am I? Why is He asking? Why does He use the word help? Ya Allah, if you're asking me to say, you use the word help. Here I am presenting everything I have for your sake.
फिर उम्मत मोहम्मद से तो और इजाफा लगा दिया. चरबा भी लगा दिया.
With the ummah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, Allah Subhanahu wa Taala increased that. Increased.
With the dal ko bagar dena.
क्या
अगर तुम तो उम्मत मोहम्मद हो सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम عیسائی ابن مریم نے آواز لگائی تھی کہ کون مدد کرنے والا ہے, تو وہ کر لے ان کے لوگ, تم تو امت محمد ہو صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ کریئیٹ ودن دس جذبہ اینڈ دس ڈیزائر. ہی سیز لک دیٹ عیسی ابن مریم اوور دیئر, ہی آسکڈ ہو از گونا ہیلپ وذ اللہ اینڈ ا گروپ آف ہز کمپینز سٹڈ اپ اینڈ سیڈ ہیئر وی آر ریڈی ٹو بیکم یور ہیلپرز فار اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ سے, بٹ یو آر دی امت رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, یو آر سپوزڈ ٹو بی وے اہیڈ آف ایوری ون.
قال الحواریون نحن انصار الله, حواری کھڑے ہو گئے کہ ہم مدد کریں گے.
سو دی ڈیسائپلز اف عیسی علیہ السلام stood up and said we are willing to help you in the deen of Allah سبحانہ وتعالیٰ.
ہم سمجھ سکتے ہیں کہ حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی امت کو حوالہ دے کے بیان کرنے کا مطلب یہ ہوتا ہے کہ تم اس کے زیادہ قابل مستحق ہو.
All of us can understand that the reason عیسی علیہ السلام and his disciples are mentioned here is to simply create within us a push, a desire that you are Ummah Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, our expectations from you are going beyond that from عیسیٰ علیہ السلام.
وہ جس قوم کی طرف بھیجے گئے تھے وہ پورا عالم نہیں تھا.
That nation which عیسیٰ علیہ السلام was sent was not the entire world.
حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم پورے عالم کے لیے بھیجے.
رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم on the other hand was sent to the entire world.
وہ قیامت تک کے لیے نہیں بھیجے گئے.
عیسیٰ علیہ السلام was not sent to the day of judgment.
حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم قیامت تک کے لیے محفوظ.
رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم sent to the nation till the day of judgment.
حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی امت کو اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ نے سب سے افضل امت بنایا.
نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم has made Allah سبحانہ وتعالیٰ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم the most virtuous of the nation.
ساری امتوں پر جنت میں داخلہ حرام ہے جب تک کہ امت محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اس میں داخل
ہو. Jannah is prohibited upon all nations until the nation of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم first enters.
ساری امتوں کے ایمان کے بارے میں جب سوال کیا جائے گا تو گواہ کے طور پر امت مسلمہ سے پوچھا جائے گا.
When the question will be asked regarding the faith and the iman of the nations of the past, this ummah Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم was stood up
on the rasul shahidan alaykum wa takunu shuhada ala an-nas.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the prophet can be a witness for you and against you, and so that you as the ummah Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم can become a witness for or against the previous nation.
Aur hum itne trustable hain ki hum apne pichle logon ke iman ki bhi gawahi dene wale hain.
We are so worthy of trust in the eyes of Allah that we are able to give bear witness and give testimony on behalf of the nation that is trying to us. He says giving a testimony of other people is not those who come after us.
Unke liye bhi hai,
but it's for them as well.
Isliye logon ke liye bhi hai,
but it's also for the nations that are prior to us.
Sari ummat muslima gawah hogi.
This ummah Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم will be a witness for all the nations.
Yakun ar-rasul shahidan alaykum wa takunu shuhada ala an-nas.
So that the Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم can be a witness for us and this ummah can be a witness for the rest.
Aur hamare kehne pe qubool bhi kiya jayega.
And by our giving our testimony in the day of judgment it will be even.
Kyunki hamara kehna nahi hai, hamare nabi ka kehna hoga.
Because when we speak in front of Allah it's not we are speaking on our behalf.
Hum un par iman laye the aur unki baat pe bharosa kiya.
But rather our speech is equivalent to the speech of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Allah
ne itni badi fazilat di mere.
This is a great virtue Allah has given us.
Isko Huzur Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ki nusrat bataya.
This is called the nusra in helping Allah Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi
Wasallam. Walladina amanu bihi wa azaru wa nasaru. Jo iman laye aap par aur aapki ta'zim kare aur aapki nusrat kare.
Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says those who believe in Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and they assist Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
میرے دوستو نصرت الرسول کے عالم سے فرمایا آغاز کیجیے آپ.
He says the assistance of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is a very interesting word.
اللہ پاک کی مدد ایک بڑا لفظ تھا, نبی کی مدد یہ بھی کتنا بڑا لفظ ہے.
He says helping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something great and helping Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is also something great.
نبی کے کام میں شریک ہو جانا نبی کی مدد میں شامل ہے.
He says to get involved in the effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been regarded as helping Rasulullah himself.
علماء نے فرمایا ہے کہ اللہ پاک اپنی مدد کیوں کر رہے ہیں.
علماء have asked and have explained why does Allah call this helping him.
اصل بات یہ ہے کہ اللہ کے بندوں کی مدد اللہ پاک محبت میں اپنی مدد کرا دیتے.
He says Allah for his immense love of his creation and his human beings he regards assisting the human beings as assistance of himself.
اور اللہ کے خاص بندوں کے ساتھ میں سلوک تو اللہ پاک اپنے ساتھ سلوک کرا دیتے.
And coming to the assistance of his special servants is as though coming to his assistance. Allah will mention on the day of judgment that I was hungry, you didn't come to feed me.
Banda kahega aap subhane aapke daat paake aapka aapko kahan bhook lagi hai.
The human being will say, oh Allah, all glory belongs to you. Who are how would it be possible for you to be hungry?
Allah ke mera fana banda bhooka tha, agar tu khila deta to ye aaj ye samjha jata ki tune mujhe khilaya.
No, Allah will respond that such and such so and so servant of mine was hungry. Had you fed him in the world, I would have treated as though you were giving fulfilling my need.
Aise bande se kapde pehnane pe farmayenge.
Similarly, Allah will say about giving clothing to a human.
Aise bimar ki iyadat pe farmayenge.
Allah will say this about visiting a sick.
Allah bolenge main bimar ho gaya tha to mujhe pucha nahi.
Allah will say I was sick, why didn't you come see me?
बंदा कहेगा कि आप कहां बीमार होते
हैं. वो
मेरा महबूब बंदा बीमार था, अगर उसकी बीमार पूरी कर लेता तो तू मेरी बीमार पूरी कर.
He says, my such and such servant was sick. Had you gone to visit him, I would have treated you today as though you had come to visit me.
इंसानियत यहां से वहां तक इस अजीम शान काम के लिए अल्लाह पाक ने दुनिया में रखी उससे काफी.
He said, this entire humanity has been given this responsibility, and unfortunately, we have become heedless of that.
इसलिए इस पूरी इंसानियत को अल्लाह की तरफ मुतवज्जे करना इसका जाहिरी तौर पर दुनिया में और कोई जरिया नहीं है कि जिनको अल्लाह ने शऊर दिया है वो इन तक पहुंचे और इनको समझाए.
He says, apparently there is no other method of bringing an awakening within people. What is that? Those who are awake should wake up those who are sleeping.
तो हम सब जानते हैं कि अल्लाह पाक बराहरात हर बंदे से बातें करेगा.
We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not address one and one individually.
कोई बंदे अल्लाह को बंदा अल्लाह को देख नहीं सकता और अल्लाह से बात नहीं कर सकता.
He says, no human being can see Allah and can directly speak to Allah.
अल्लाह पाक अपने नबूवत का सिलसिला बंद कर दिया, कोई नबी नहीं आया.
And Allah has closed the doors of prophet, no prophet is going to come now.
अल्लाह पाक अपने फरिश्तों को ये काम नहीं लगाता.
एंड अल्लाह डिड नॉट गिव दिस रिस्पांसिबिलिटी टू हिज एंजल्स.
इसलिए कि अगर फरिश्ते ये काम लेके आते तो कुरान पाक में है कि हम उनको इंसान बना के ही भेजते.
एंड बिकॉज़ अल्लाह सेड इफ दीज एंजल्स वर टू बी गिवन दिस रिस्पांसिबिलिटी.
मतलब जानना हो मलका लजानना हो रजुला बलगबतना अलैहिम बायल बिसुल. आदमी बनाते और आदमी के तकाजे उस पर लगाते.
अल्लाह सेड इफ यू वर टू मेक द एंजल्स रिस्पांसिबल ऑफ दिस एफर्ट then we would have made them into human beings and they would also have this very same needs that other humans have.
Kyunki insaan kitna samajhdar hai Allah ki deen mein samajhe to Allah ko to maloom hai na ki kitna hoshiyar hai.
Allah is the one who's given intelligence to this human being and Allah knows what type of questions and criticism of this human being.
Agar farishte aake gush shuru kar de
is if the angels start doing jola and gush come to our house.
Sabse pehle unse puchenge aap kaam kya karte hain.
The first question we ask is by what work job you have.
Aapko bacche kitne hain.
How many children do you have.
वो कहेंगे तो हम काम नहीं करते.
They will say, no, we don't have any work.
हमारे को बच्चे नहीं.
We have no kids.
तो आपकी शादी हो गई.
Then we'll ask them, are you married?
हमारे पास शादी हो रही नहीं होती.
So we don't get married.
हम खाते नहीं, हम पीते नहीं, हम
तो बच्चे. We have no needs.
आप क्या कहते?
What would you say?
निकले.
मतलब go from here.
कोई नहीं सुनता.
No one will listen to that.
किसे फरमान अल्लाह बड़ा नबी सना अलैहिम मायल बिसून यही तकादे उनको देते जो इंसानों पर है तभी मानती.
अल्लाह से फिगर ये लोग. For the sake of the discussion, if we were to make angels as prophets, we would send them to you. We would ensure that they'll have the very same needs that human beings have.
इसीलिए पैगंबर इंसानों में से बनाए गए.
That is why the prophets have been made for among human beings.
उनकी शादियां हुई, उनके बच्चे हुए, उनके साथ खाना पीना था, उनके साथ बुखार था, सर्दी था, जुकाम था, सारी चीजें उनके साथ.
That's why they got married, had children, they would get sick, they would have jobs, they would have all sorts of things that even average human beings have.
तो फरिश्ते नहीं करेंगे ये काम.
So that's why the angels are not going to do this work.
अल्लाह ताला नहीं करेंगे.
अल्लाह का
और अल्लाह जबरदस्ती हिदायत देना नहीं चाह रहे.
अल्लाह इस्लाम मुझे की हिदायत बाई फोर्स
अनुदिन हुआ हिदायत चिपका हूँ जब तक तुम नहीं चाह रहे.
अल्लाह से यू वांट मी टू मेक दिस हिदायत स्टिक टू यू व्हाइल यू डोंट वांट इट.
ऐसा नहीं करूंगा.
आई एम नॉट गोइंग टू डू दैट.
और ये भी फरमाया कि हम छोड़ेंगे नहीं, तुम नहीं मान रहे तो हम बराबर याद दिलाने वाले भेजेंगे.
एंड अल्लाह आल्सो सेड दैट वी आर नॉट गोना लेट यू गो इन योर हीडलेसनेस. वी आर कंटीन्यूअसली सेंड रिमाइंडर्स टू
यू. पैगंबर भी नहीं आएंगे.
सो प्रॉफिट्स आर नॉट गोना कम.
और फरिश्ते भी ये काम नहीं करेंगे.
एंजल्स आर नॉट गोना डू दिस वर्क.
एक चौथी सूरत है वो जिसका है आप सोचे कि ये हो सकता है ये लोग करें.
ही सेड मेबी यू थिंक अबाउट अ फोर्थ सिनेरियो.
यानी दूसरी जो कौमें हैं जो जो नजारा है वो काम करेंगे.
मेबी वी थिंक दैट अदर नेशंस विल कम क्रिएट एन अवेकनिंग.
वो बोलेंगे कि तुम लाओ नमाज को आओ, तुम लोग दीन की तरफ चलो, तुम लोग दीन पर अमल करो.
मेबी दे विल कम एंड से गो टू सलाम एंड परफॉर्म सलाम गो टू द मस्जिद.
सब समझते हैं कि ये बेवकूफाना बात.
एवरीवन नोज दैट दिस फोर्थ कैटेगरी फोर्थ ऑप्शन इज आल्सो यूजलेस विल नेवर हैपन. इट्स फूलिश.
पांचवी सूरत यह है कि जो गाफिल है वो लोग खुद आपस में कर ले.
द फिफ्थ ऑप्शन इज दैट दोज़ हु आर हीडलेस दे स्पीक अमंग देमसेल्व्स एंड रिमाइंड देमसेल्व्स.
जो लोग नमाजी है, जो पाबंद है, जो दीनदार है, भाई वो तो दीनदार हो गए ना. अब हम लोग दीनदार नहीं है, चलो हम मेहनत कर लेते हैं.
He said that they will say amongst themselves that those who are praying, mashallah, good for them. All of us who don't pray, how about we start
charging
ourselves?
अगर उनको इतनी फिक्र हो तो वो गाफिल होंगे.
He said if they were so worried about the deen, would they ever suffer this heedlessness in the first place?
तो वो करेंगे इस काम को.
Would they do this?
अब बचे कौन?
And now who's left?
हम ही बचे.
We are the only ones who are left.
उसके छुट्टी नहीं मिली जिसके सबक याद हुआ.
He said the one who understands the responsibility, he has no time off.
अगर अल्लाह ने हमें अपना फहम दी, अपनी मालूमत अता फरमाई.
He said, if Allah has granted us and blessed us with this understanding, He's blessed us with this
fear, ta'alluq ata farmaya,
blessed us with this relationship,
apna farz samjhaya,
and He has explained us
apni zimmedari ko
our obligation.
और किसी दर्जे में हम मुतवज्जे हैं.
एंड टू सम डिग्री वी आर फोकस्ड टुवर्ड्स अल्लाह.
काम पे हमें ही दिया कि तुम्हारी तरक्की इसमें.
देन माय ब्रदर्स देन दिस रिस्पांसिबिलिटी इज आल्सो
ओनली आवर. फायदा ये होगा कि तुम्हारा ईमान कामिल हो जाए.
द बेनिफिट ऑफ दिस इज दैट आवर ओन ईमान विल बिकम कंप्लीट.
इसलिए हम अपने नाकिस ईमान के साथ कामिल ईमान की दावत देते हैं.
दैट्स व्हाई विद आवर वीक ईमान वी इनवाइट टुवर्ड्स कंप्लीट ईमान.
ताकि हमारे ईमान में कमाल आ जाए.
सो दैट आवर ओन ईमान बिकम्स कंप्लीट.
अपने नाकिस ताल्लुक के साथ कामिल ताल्लुक की दावत देते
हैं. वी विद आवर वीक डेफिशिएंसी इन आवर रिलेशनशिप विद अल्लाह इनवाइट टुवर्ड्स कंप्लीट.
अल्लाह
हमें महबूब बना ले अपना.
हम अपने गुनाहगार जिंदगी के साथ में हुज़ूर पाक सल्लम की इत्तेबा की दावत देंगे.
इज विद आवर सिंपल लाइफ वी गोना इनवाइट फॉर द लाइफ इन ओबीडियंस टू रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि
वसल्लम. ताकि अल्लाह पाक हुज़ूर पाक सल्लम की सच्ची इत्तेबा हमें नसीब हो.
वन डे वी आर आल्सो ब्लेस्ड विद ओबीडियंस ऑफ रसूलुल्लाह
सल्लल्लाहु
अलैहि वसल्लम. मेरे दोस्तों, ये काम करना है मुझे और आपको.
और इस काम में जितनी रुकावटें पेश आ सकती हैं हर आदमी की अपनी अपनी जिंदगी के एतबार से, उन सबका मुकाबला करना है.
एंड बेस्ड ऑन आवर ओन बैकग्राउंड एंड ओन इंटेलिजेंस एंड थॉट प्रोसेस, whatever types of obstacles come, we have to face those obstacles.
जितने लोग हैं उनके साथ जो माजूरियां हैं जिसकी वजह से वो दीन की मेहनत नहीं करते, ये सब फर्जी होते हैं.
This is all the excuses that people present as obstacles for them not being able to do the effort of deen. These are things that the shaitan or themselves have come up with.
बहुत कम लोग होते हैं जिनके साथ हकीकी उजूर होता है.
Very few people are such that they have genuine real excuses.
वरना तो ये सब शैतान की तरफ से सुझाया हुआ होता है.
Otherwise all these excuses have been brought on by shaitan.
ये कैसे मालूम हुआ? ये एक इसके मालूम होने का एक जरिया ये भी है कि जितने लोग दीन की मेहनत में लगे हुए हैं उनकी फीलिंग भी पहले ऐसी ही थी.
इट्स हाउ डू यू नो दिस? द फैक्ट दैट एक्सक्यूजेस आर एक्सक्यूजेस, देयर इज नो रियलिटी टू इट एक्सेप्ट फॉर अ फ्यू इंस्टेंसेस. इट्स बिकॉज़ ऑल ऑफ दोस हु वर इन्वॉल्वड इन द एफर्ट ऑफ दीन, इफ यू आस्क देम प्रीवियसली बिफोर दे गॉट इन्वॉल्वड, they also had the same situation that they felt that their life was surrounded by obstacles from the effort.
होते होते लाखों की तादाद में लोग कर रहे हैं.
वरना लोग तेरे थाउजेंड एंड हंड्रेड ऑफ थाउजेंड पीपल इन इंडिया.
मतलब ये कि जितना वो लोग सोच रहे थे वो सब फर्जी था.
That means that all the excuses and obstacles they had thought,
वो शैतान की तरफ से सोचा हुआ था.
All created by शैतान. They were not a reality.
शैतान हो यही लोगों में फकरा.
The शैतान, Allah says, promises you poverty.
और यहाँ पॉवर्टी का तर्जुमा फैला के आप जो भी कर सकते हैं कि पॉवर्टी माल के एतबार से भी है. ये है कि जिस काम को छोड़ के आप जाना चाह रहे हैं उसमें गड़बड़ हो जाने का.
इज इज पॉवर्टी हियर कैन बी टेकन इन अ मोर ब्रॉड सेंस दैट इफ यू वर टू लीव योर एनी टाइप ऑफ डूइंग योर रिस्पांसिबिलिटी एंड सैक्रिफाइस फॉर द दीन, शैतान विल कम एंड से दैट एज़ सून एज़ यू लीव इट दिस इज गोइंग टू
फॉल. वल्लाहु युरीदुकुम मग़फिरतन मिन्हु व फ़ज़्ला.
एंड अल्लाह ऑन द अदर हैंड प्रॉमिसेस यू फॉरगिवनेस एंड ग्रेस.
हमें से बहुत से साथी ये सोचते हैं कि हम बड़े गुनहगार हैं, हम क्या करें.
इज वेरी मस्ती द आई एम सिंपल व्हाट एफर्ट अ बी कैन आई डू.
कुरान पाक का एजाज है बड़ा.
इज दिस द ब्यूटी ऑफ द कुरान.
अल्लाह ने सबसे पहले इसको कहा कि अगर तू अपने को गुनहगार समझता है तो तू ये जरूर कर.
अल्लाह दैट्स व्हाई सेज़ इन द कुरान इफ यू थिंक ऑफ योरसेल्फ एज़ अ सिनर यू आर द वन हु शुड बी
गुड. इसलिए कि सबसे पहले वादा गुनाहों के माफी का किया गया
है. अल्लाह सेज़ दैट द वन हु डज़ दिस वर्क फर्स्ट ही विल डू फर्स्ट रिवॉर्ड इज दैट ही विल फॉरगिव योर सिंस.
एक आदमी ने दूसरे आदमी से कहा, अपने दोस्त से.
One brother said, the one person said to his friend,
वो दस्तरखान पे कद्दू आया हुआ था.
He said they had squash on the दस्तरखान.
तो एक ने दूसरे से कहा, यार कद्दू खाने से अकल बढ़ती है.
One said if you eat the squash and you will become intelligent.
तो सामने वाले दोस्त ने कहा, तू जरूर खा.
One said you should eat this for sure.
अगर हम गुनहगार हैं तो मैं गुनहगार को तो जरूर ही करना है.
इस इज इफ यू आर सिंपल दिस इज नॉट एन एक्सक्यूज दैट मींस देयर इज मोर रीजन फॉर अस टू
डू दिस. सबसे पहले वादा गुनाहों की माफी का ही है.
बिकॉज़ द फर्स्ट रिवॉर्ड इज दैट अ पर्सन सिंस विल बी फॉरगिवन इफ ही डज दिस वर्क.
तुम पापी होना तो तुम्हें पवित्र कर देंगे.
ही सेज इफ यू आर सिंपल देन योर सिंस विल बी
फॉरगिवन. यफिर लकुम ज़ुनूबकुम, तुम्हारे गुनाह माफ कर देंगे.
अल्लाह विल फॉरगिव योर सिंस, ही सेज नो.
और कदम कदम पर गुनाह माफ करेंगे.
एंड एट एवरी स्टेप अल्लाह विल फॉरगिव योर सिंस.
और फिर ये कि सिर्फ गुनाह ही माफ नहीं करेंगे बल्कि उसके बदले में और हसनात अता फरमाएंगे.
नॉट ओनली विल ही फॉरगिव योर सिंस, अल्लाह सेज ही विल इंक्रीज यू इन योर गुड डीड्स.
बस मेरे दोस्तों, हम सुनते रहते हैं कि कितने फजाइल अल्लाह ने बयान फरमाए.
वी सी वी कैन कांस्टेंटली हियर सो मेनी वर्चुज आर मेंशनड इन द कुरान.
फजीलत का मतलब है अल्लाह को ये अमल बहुत महबूब है तो सवाब भी बहुत है.
ही सेज व्हाई आर सो मेनी वर्चुज मेंशनड, बिकॉज़ इट इज सो बिलव्ड टू अल्लाह.
ताला शानो को ये अमल इतना महबूब है कि इस अमल से रिलेटेड जितनी चीजें हैं उन पर भी सवाब देंगे.
Allah loves this effort so much that all those things that are related to this effort also become beloved to Allah.
तो मैं अगर तुम अपने घोड़े पर सवारी सफर करोगे अल्लाह के रास्ते में तो घोड़े पर सवाब दूंगा.
He says if you are traveling on your horse in the path of Allah, you get a separate reward for that.
तुम्हारा घोड़ा जमीन के जिस हिस्से को कटा करेगा उस हिस्से का सवाब दूंगा.
You get the reward of the horse, you get the reward of the earth that you are passing by.
तुम्हारा घोड़ा जिस घास को चलेगा उस घास की पत्ती पर सवाब दूंगा.
The grass that your horse feeds on, you'll get reward for every blade of grass.
वो तुम्हारा घोड़ा जो हुजूर खर्च करेगा जो खुदरा निकालेगा उस पर सवाब दूंगा.
तुम्हें
चोट लग जाएगी उसका सवाब दूंगा.
तुम्हें
बुखार आ जाएगा उसका सवाब दूंगा.
तुमको
गर्द गुबार लग जाएगी उसका सवाब दूंगा. असल काम का जितना होगा
ज्यादा.
जब बहुत ही ज्यादा इंपॉर्टेंट किस्म का एग्जाम बच्चे का आ रहा हो तो आप कैसे तरबीब देते हैं उसको? इसमें भी दे दूंगा, इसमें भी दे दूंगा, इसमें भी दे दूंगा, इसमें भी दे दूंगा. इतने बुलाए बैठ गए कि बंदे को, यानी बंदे को इतना शौक हो जाए कि कोई खासो खास चीजें अल्लाह के पास दिए कि जिसकी वजह से अल्लाह पाक ने मजाइल की एक लाइन लगा दी.
He's a little person, there's a big exam is coming for his child, and how we encourage the child to study himself, I'll give this to you, I'll give this to you. And you go on and on trying to encourage him to study hard and do well. So when you see all the virtues that are being promised in the Quran and Hadith, we should come to this realization that really this effort is something very special and beloved in the eyes of Allah. That is why, my brothers, the effort of deen, this is our individual responsibility. If we do the effort of deen, we will be protected from the trial of Dajjal.
दीन की मेहनत करेंगे अल्लाह पाक फितनों से बचाएगा.
If we do the effort of deen, Allah will protect us from all sorts of trials.
दुनिया के फितनों से बचाएगा.
From the fitness of this world.
समाज के फितनों से बचाएगा.
Allah will save us from the test of wealth.
हमारी औलादों के फितनों से बचाएगा.
And from the fitna of their children.
दो चीजें हैं इसमें, औलाद को फितने से बचाना और औलाद के फितने से अपने को बचाना.
He said there are two things here. One is to save our own children from the trials and one is to save us from the trial of our children.
इस वास्ते के पुराने पाक में यह है कि अगर औलाद की वजह से तुम दीन के काम में पीछे रह गए तो औलाद खुद तुम्हारे लिए मुसीबत बन गए.
He says because the Quran mentions if a person backs away from the effort of deen because of his children then the children have become a fitna for the parents.
तुम अमवालुकुम वला औलादुकुम अन ज़िक्रिल्लाह.
Allah says do not let your wealth and your children make you heedless of the remembrance of Allah.
और अन ज़िक्रिल्लाह से हम मुराद अन ताअतिल्लाह.
And remembrance of Allah means the obedience of Allah in a general sense.
ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون.
And whoever does so is from the ultimate losers.
इस वजह से अगर ऐसी मजबूरियत हुई जिसकी वजह से हम दीन की मेहनत नहीं कर सके तो वो मजबूरियत खुद हमारे लिए कितना है.
He said that is why if we are so busy in the efforts of our children and fulfilling their needs that we are not able to do the effort of deen, then our children in reality have become a trial.
जिन हालात में मैं और आप इस वक्त चल रहे हैं मेरे दोस्तों भाइयों, उन हालात में तो हमको बिल्कुल ये उजुर करने का मौका नहीं है कि हम इसमें सुस्ती करें.
This is my respected brothers, the type of time and era we are going through, the various situations that we are faced with, there is no room for any of us to give an excuse not to do the effort.
अगर मुसलमान अपनी मर्जी से अल्लाह के रास्ते के खुरूज को इख्तियार नहीं करेगा, नहीं कह सकते आप कि और कितने लाखों करोड़ों मुसलमानों को रिफ्यूजी बनना पड़ेगा.
He says, if we do not, with our option, when we have an option to do the work of deen, if we do not do so, then we don't know how many hundreds and millions of Muslims will have to become refugees.
Maulana Muhammad Umar Palanpuri Rahmatullah Alayhi farmaya karte the ki agar apni marzi se musalmanon ko Allah ke raaste mein jaane ki aadat hoti, aaj ye lakhon refugees na hote.
Maulana Muhammad Umar Palanpuri Rahmatullah Alayhi would say, in his bayan, that if the ummah had a comfort in going out in the path of Allah voluntarily, then today we would not have seen the millions of Muslim refugees in the world.
अगर हम अपनी मर्जी से नहीं जाएंगे तो जबरदस्ती निकाले जाएंगे.
That if we don't leave our homes for the will of, out of the will of Allah willingly, then we will be, Allah forbid, pushed out by Allah.
Allah के हुक्म की वजह से जाएंगे तो हमारी अल्लाह पाक हमारी भी हिफाजत करेगा, हमारे मुल्कों की, हमारी जायदादों की, हमारे बीवी बच्चों की, और हमें जिल्लत और रुसवाई का सामना करना नहीं होगा.
If we leave out of our own will for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah will save us, our homes, our children, our assets, all properties, and our iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us safety.
एक जगह की मुसीबत सब मुसलमानों की मुसीबत है.
And affliction and problems that affect any portion of the ummah in reality is an affliction that affects the entire ummah.
एक जगह की नियामत सारी उम्मत मुसलमान की नियामत है.
Like the blessing of one area is a blessing for the entire ummah.
इन्नमल मुमिनून इख्वा.
Because the believers are but brothers.
ये मत समझो कि दूसरी जगह मुसीबत है हम पे थोड़ी है.
He said you should not think that problems are happening other places.
ये पूरी उम्मत मुसलमान की मुश्तरक मुसीबत है. जो
wherever the Muslims are in trouble, in reality it's a trouble for all the whole ummah.
पूरी दुनिया के ये हालात से निजात का रास्ता अल्लाह ने दीन की मेहनत में बनाया.
अल्लाह सुभान व तआला इज कम द वे आउट ऑफ द डिफिकल्टीज थ्रू द एफर्ट ऑफ दीन.
और अल्लाह पाक के अज़ाब से बचने का रास्ता दीन की मेहनत में
है. द ओनली वे टू प्रोटेक्ट अस फ्रॉम द पनिशमेंट ऑफ अल्लाह इज द एफर्ट ऑफ दीन.
और गुनाहों से माफ होने का रास्ता अल्लाह पाक ने दीन की मेहनत में बनाया.
ही सेज द मींस ऑफ फॉरगिवनेस ऑफ सिंस इज द एफर्ट ऑफ दीन.
और अल्लाह पाक की जन्नतों में दाखिल होने का और इज्जत की रोजी का जरिया अल्लाह पाक ने दीन की मेहनत को बनाया.
एंटरिंग इनटू जन्नत एंड अर्निंग वेल्थ विद ईज एंड कंफर्ट एंड विद ऑनर All of this comes through the effort of deen.
सबसे बड़ी बात अल्लाह के खुश होने और राजी होने के जरिए अल्लाह ने दीन की मेहनत
को बनाया. The biggest thing is that the pleasure of Allah, Allah has kept the effort of deen.
और इंसानों के हिदायत पर आने का जरिए अल्लाह ने दीन की मेहनत को बनाया.
Allah has made the means of the entire ummah coming to deen the effort of deen.
وَأُخْرَى تُحِبُّونَهَا نَصْرٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَفَتْحٌ قَرِيبٌ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and honor and victory is going to come.
Or نصر من الله والفتح جاء إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا. کہ ہدایت عام ہونے لگے اور لوگ ہدایت کو قبول کرنے لگے دین کی محنت کو اس کا ذریعہ بنایا.
What is the victory? Victory is people getting hidayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took the effort of deen as a means of getting that victory.
اس لیے میرے دوستو بھائیو جب دین کی محنت کا مذاکرہ ہو ہم میں سے سب کو 100% اس بات کا ذہن بنانا ہے کہ ہم اللہ کے دین کو لے کر ساری دنیا میں جانے کی نیت کرتے ہیں.
Whenever we have a discussion of the effort of deen, every one of us, 100% one of us should make this intention that, Ya Allah, I'm going to present myself to go to all parts of the world for the effort of
دنیا کے کونے کونے تک پہنچیں گے.
That we are going to go to all corners of the world.
ایک ایک انسان تک پہنچیں گے.
We will go to every human being.
معلوم نہیں ہے کہ کون سا دل سعید ہے, کون سا دل سعادت والا ہے جس تک دین کی بات پہنچے اور وہ قبول کرے.
We don't know which heart is the one of a lucky individual that if we take the effort of deen and speak to that person, Allah may accept that person.
دنیا میں سعید خلوق پھیلے ہوئے ہیں.
In the world, those hearts that have been chosen to Allah are all spread over.
اور بٹے ہوئے ہیں الگ الگ خاندانوں گھروں میں.
And they're spread out amongst different relatives and different families.
مسلمانوں کے گھروں میں بھی غیر مسلموں کے گھروں میں.
These lucky hearts are within the Muslim families and non-Muslim.
یہ دوسرا نظام ہے اللہ پاک کا کہ روح کون سی روح کہاں بھیجی گئی.
This is a whole different system of Allah of how He distributes the souls within the bodies.
اس لیے اللہ یہ چاہتے ہیں کہ ساری دنیا کے سارے انسانوں تک پہنچ کر دین کی بات ان سے کی جائے.
That is why Allah wishes that the effort of deen should be taken to every single person individually.
اور اللہ کی طرف بلایا جائے.
And each person should be invited.
اللہ کی عظمت ان کو سنائی جائے.
Each one should hear the greatness of Allah.
اور نبی پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے طریقے کی طرف بلایا جائے.
Each person should be invited towards the method of Rasulullah.
دنیا میں پیدا ہونے کے مقصد کو کھولا جائے.
And the reason for our creation should be mentioned.
اور اس دنیا کی بے سوادی کو لوگوں کے سامنے رکھا جائے.
And explain to them how fleeting this world is.
اور موت اور ما بعد الموت کی اخبار کی تفصیلات بتائی جائے.
And explain to them death and what comes after death.
اس لیے تو وہ ایک ایسی چیز ہے کہ جس کا تعلق سائنس سے نہیں ہے.
It's because death and what comes after death is something that's not related to science.
اس کو عقل نہیں دریافت کر سکتی.
And the intellect is not able to comprehend that.
اس کو مشاہدے سے نہیں جانا جا سکتا.
A person cannot look at these things.
اس کا تجربہ نہیں کیا جا سکتا.
Experience it.
وہ خالص وحی سے تعلق
رکھتا ہے. That comes only through revelation.
اس وجہ سے وحی کے ذریعے سے ہی بتایا گیا ہے.
That is why we've been informed through revelation.
جب تک وحی پر لوگ مانیں گے نہیں اس وقت تک وہ بات معلوم ہی نہیں ہو سکتی.
He said that's why so long as people do not believe in revelation, they cannot believe in death and what happens after that.
اس لیے میرے دوستو پتا نہیں زندگی کس کی کتنی باقی ہے.
We don't know how much life we have left.
بہت بڑا سا وقت ہمارے پاس ہے.
We have very little time.
اور ایک مرتبہ وقت نکل گیا پھر نہیں ملنے والا.
Once we lose this time, it will never come back again.
زندگی ایک ہی مرتبہ دی گئی اس کام کے لیے.
Our life is very short and been given to us for one instance.
اور صرف اس دنیا کو ہی بنایا گیا اس کام کے لیے.
And we are in the place to do this work is this dunya, nowhere else.
یہ گیا قصہ ختم.
Once this world is over, then if the opportunity is over.
وقت کی قسم کھا کے بتایا تو بناس زمانے کی قسم ہے انسان سارے نقصان میں رہیں گے اگر یہ کام نہیں کرے.
That is why Allah has taken oath on time and has said that the humanity will definitely be lost if they do not do the effort of deen.
ہر آدمی کا وقت کتنا ہے نہیں معلوم.
Every one of us, how much time we have left in
this world. کب ہماری شام کب ہماری صبح کی شام ہو جائے.
We don't know when nightfall will come and our death will come.
اور پتہ نہیں کب ہماری شام کی صبح ہونے نہ پائے.
We don't know, maybe our morning, we won't be able to see the morning.
بڑے بڑے خواب ہم دیکھتے ہیں لیکن دیکھو زندگیاں صبح سے شام تک کیسے جا رہی
ہیں. How many people dream great dreams but how quickly their life comes to an end.
لاکھوں انسانوں کا قافلہ روز جاتا ہے.
Thousands of people, hundreds of thousands leave the world every day.
اور لاکھوں کا قافلہ روز آتا ہے.
And hundreds of thousands come into the world every day.
اب آنے والوں میں سے تو ہم نہیں رہے نا.
He said, well, obviously we're not from those who are coming.
جانے والوں میں ہی شمار ہونے والا ہے.
Most definitely we have to be from those who are
leaving. لاکھوں کے قافلے میں کب ہمارا نام میں شامل کر دیا جائے کیا پتا ہے.
From the hundreds of thousands who are leaving every day, we don't know when our turn will come.
اس لیے میرے دوستوں وہ وقت وہ موقع ختم ہونے سے پہلے فیصلہ کرنا ہے.
That is why before that time comes, we have to make a decision.
اور یہ چھوٹے موٹے رکاوٹیں ان کو آدمی کو افورڈ کرنا ہے برداشت کرنا ہے.
He said, these small little excuses we have to be able to
overcome. اللہ کے لیے کرنا ہے.
And we have to overcome them for the sake of Allah.
محبت میں کرنا ہے.
And we have to overcome them in the love of Allah.
اور اس کی محبت میں کرنا ہے.
In the love of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
اور صحابہ کی پیروی میں کرنا ہے.
In following the footsteps of the
companions. اور یہ اللہ کے نقش قدم پر کرنا ہے.
In following the footsteps of the righteous pious.
اللہ کو راضی کرنے کے لیے کرنا ہے.
And we have to do it in order to please Allah.
سب کریں گے دوستو انشاءاللہ.
ایک ایک
انسان تک جائیں گے انشاءاللہ.
اللہ
پاک مجھے اور آپ کو سب کو توفیق عطا فرمائے. ہمت اور حوصلہ کرو ہر ساتھی بتاؤ اللہ کے راستے میں اپنے نام
ہو جائے.